when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM.
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
View 202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, View 202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts. Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202, 226-8439. That's 226-8439.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
Right after a couple of good paragraphs, it's talking about northern New Jersey draws the prober's eye. Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the Dana Show on a Friday, on a Black Friday, if that's still politically correct. Mark Cox in the chair for Dana Lash. Glad to be here. Just a little bit of background on me for those of you across the country who may not be specifically here in the St. Louis area. I was a long time a television journalist here in St. Louis. Please don't hold that against me. I have my own show here on Dana's home flagship station, FM News Talk 97.1, and happy to be asked to fill in today. I tell you what, Black Friday, people have lost their minds. Have you seen the video of the fist fights that happened yesterday?
So it's business as usual? Is that what you're saying?
It always amazes me that you would get in a fist fight with someone because you saved $30 on a television. Are you kidding me?
Sometimes those savings are close to $100, Mark.
Well, it's just more evidence of the shape that the Obama economy is in, isn't it?
That's actually true.
People are so desperate to save $30 on a television set or a pair of pants that they're going to knock somebody down and get in a fist fight. One guy hit a cop.
What? Or,
well, he was a security guard at like a Walmart.
Was the security guard reaching for his TV?
I don't know. The guy grabbed him by the shoulders, the cop did, and the guy turned around and decked him.
Black Friday is serious stuff. Serious stuff for people.
You could not pay me to go stand in line at 5:30 on a Friday morning. You know, honestly, many years ago I did it. You know why I did it? You know when I did it? You'll get a kick out of this, Kane. Remember Furbies?
Furbies. Why does that ring a bell?
Those little annoying gnome-looking things that would talk like a Furby. Remember that? Had a little beak on it?
Yeah. Wouldn't they mimic you or something?
They would mimic you, but it was all gibberish.
Right.
Like listening to an Obama State of the Union address. Just all gibberish. So you couldn't make heads or tails of what they were saying, but those were all the rage, and you couldn't find them anywhere. And we were in Ohio visiting my parents, and out of the goodness of my heart, I got up and drove thinking, well, you know, I'm in a smaller area. Maybe, unlike the madness in a big city like Cincinnati or St. Louis or something like that, maybe I can kind of sneak in,
right,
and I'll be smarter than everybody else, that and I'll be sense. There at 5:30 in the morning. Well, I get there at 5:30 in the morning. The mall there was going to open up at 6. They didn't have any security, anything. So the doors open. It is a sprint,
really?
To get to this toy store, and they had like 6 dolls, these Furbies, and they were gone.
Who did
before
you,
I could get my head
you,
in the door?
Who did you punch?
I tell you what, I was consumed by the moment. And
Did you get one?
I remember specifically saying at the time. Hold on, is my clipboard up? In my board up?
Oh, there it is.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
My bad.
My apologies.
This is going to be huge.
Because I thought sure I was going to get it, but I didn't. So anyway, if you're one of those people, hopefully you're listening to the Dana Show. You did go out and about on Black Friday, but you went out and about because you wanted to go get lunch or to visit relatives because you had the day off. Something peaceful and joyful, and you're thankful for the season, not trying to save $12 on a pair of socks. We tried desperately to do all of our shopping online this year.
Yeah, you know, I think that's the best way. Amazon just does it. Do you know what I mean? They just do it.
I don't care if they want to drop it in my front yard with a drone.
Right.
They're welcome to it.
Yeah.
I'm happy to add that.
I would just order it just to see that happen.
So how else have people lost their minds? We have evidence of it all over the place. Turkey shooting down a Russian jet and then telling them, thumbing their nose at them and saying, now don't overreact. This is Vladimir Putin, folks.
Yeah.
This is not Barack Obama. Dealing with a guy who's going to draw a line in the sand and then back off.
Exactly. The claims are from Russia that they weren't warned, and the claims from Turkey were that they were warned 5 times each.
Sure.
So, you know, where are we at with that?
The bite we played off the top with Donald Trump. If you haven't picked up on this controversy yet, it's coming from both sides. It started with the liberal left, and now the people on the right, the establishment Republicans who hate Donald Trump, have jumped on the bandwagon. I'm into it with a friend on Facebook right now who came out and said, this is the most disgusting video I've ever seen, and more evidence of why we need to defeat Donald Trump. She's a big Rubio fan. We need to get Donald Trump. Get him. Sick him.
Sick him.
So, you know, Donald Trump came out and claimed that after 9/11, thousands and thousands of Muslims were celebrating.
In Jersey.
In Jersey City. Jersey. And I know I don't sound like Donald Trump, but I'm just saying it's sort of that northeastern liberal accent. And
it's very interesting.
Very interesting. So Trump claims that there were thousands of people celebrating, and part of the reason that he said that was because a New York reporter at the time wrote an article that said that the FBI was actually investigating people who were reportedly cheering on 9/11. Because you got to assume, if you support that kind of activity, maybe it's worth us looking into you.
Right.
There were articles from the days after 9/11 reporting this. So Trump, which his big mistake was trusting the media reports at the time probably, said there were reports of people celebrating. So then the reporter, it just so happens, is now works for the New York Times. And the New York Times has blasted Trump for disability shaming this guy. Because in the soundbite, we're going to play it again here. Get that queued up again for me. Apparently this guy has some sort of a, I don't know if he has, if it's MS or if he has cerebral palsy, he has something wrong with his arms, and his, you know, his wrist is kind of crooked held in a crooked position. And when you look at the video of Trump saying this about this reporter, he kind of hunches his shoulders up and pulls his arms up in a way that it almost seems like he'd be mimicking the guy. But The only reason Trump was aware of him was because his name was attached to the article 14 years ago.
Right.
And they went back to him and asked, what do you remember about what you reported? And the guy backtracks on it 14 years later. And this, you can almost, you can hear the tone in Trump's voice as he's mimicking Carly Fiorina or anybody else. He kind of contorts his face and tends to hunch his shoulders up a little bit. This is what he said. Listen.
Right after a couple of good paragraphs, it's talking about northern New Jersey draws the prober's eye, written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. Ah, I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said. This is 14 years ago. They didn't do a retraction.
So that's it. You got to watch the clip if you haven't watched it. That's the reason they're claiming he's disability shaming this guy because was making fun of his disability. Trump says he doesn't even remember the guy. The guy who's apparently his ego is a little bigger than Trump's, if that's possible, exactly. Claims they were on a first-name basis.
and then why isn't the point of a story not retracted for 14 years only to be retracted when it's convenient for the left?
Thank you. They never withdrew the story.
Right.
And now every major...
Right. I'm the first to admit that I'm not right.
Every major news organization now claims there's no evidence of Trump's claims. Well... there were no retractions from the original stories either, which is very funny. Folks, you listen to The Dana Show on Black Friday, 866-455-9797. You can always follow her on Twitter, at DLash, even though she's not on the air today. I'm certain she's on Twitter. Folks, check her out. We'll take your phone calls much more ahead here on The Dana Show.
This is The Dana Show.
During the holidays, veterans should be on the forefront of our minds. It's a known fact that veteran suicide rates go up around the holidays. If you know a veteran or the family of a veteran that needs help, you can call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation. The number is 888-414-4483. 888-414-4483. Most importantly, we all need to remember that without financial support, the Purple Heart Foundation would not be effective at helping veterans. With the hustle and bustle of the season, don't forget about the sacrifice of our servicemen and women. The Purple Heart Foundation helps all veterans, not just the wounded. Call my friends at the Purple Heart Foundation, 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. They take many forms of donations, but a cash donation has the most immediate impact on helping veterans during the holiday season. All donations are 100% tax deductible. Just go to purpleheartfoundation.org. That's purpleheartfoundation.org.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Today, few Americans remember the daring raid of the Doolittle Raiders after Japan's bombing of Pearl Harbor.
In today's vernacular, you'd call it a mission impossible. An Army bomber fully loaded take off from an aircraft carrier, a 350-foot deck? No, it couldn't be done. The Japanese didn't think so either.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more about the Doolittle Raiders and our nation's unsung heroes, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
If you're on Medicare, here's an important message from Owens Pharmacy. Now is the time to make changes in your drug plan. Next year, your current provider could raise rates on your drugs or on drug formularies, and then it will be too late to change. Find out what's best for you. Call the Medicare plan experts at Owens at 1-800-MY-OWENS. We are the pharmacy Medicare patients prefer. Your expert for Medicare D, Owens Pharmacy. Why would you go anywhere else?
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Trump here. This is going to be huge. Listen to everything Mark tells you. He's a very smart guy. Very smart.
Welcome back to The Dana Show. Mark Cox in the chair today. Dana's got the day off. Little Trump humor for you there. I know him personally. You know, it's kind of a big deal. I'm just teasing. So the liberals are losing their minds over Donald Trump and what he says. Supposedly he shamed someone. He has fat shamed someone. This idea in social media of the piling on of someone if you suspect they've done something that's not politically correct is out of hand. There was a personal trainer here in the St. Louis area, oh, I don't know, back in the summer, maybe late spring, who went to a St. Louis Cardinals game. And he snaps a picture of a lady sitting in front of him, right, with a Cardinals jersey on. And he didn't show anything identifying of her except that she was a large woman. And then on his social media page, he proceeded to list all of the fattening foods he had seen her eat since she got there and basically said, this is not how to eat. It's not how to live. This woman is a walking heart attack. And the outcry from people on Twitter and social media and Instagram and all that stuff, it was just unbelievable. The TV stations picked up on it. They tracked the guy down. He had to issue an apology because somebody took his original feed and they showed a picture of a woman where you might have been able to identify her, a different woman.
Right.
But then he got blamed for that, and that wasn't his original picture. And it got out of hand in a hurry.
A lot of feelings involved.
Well, I know that, but in this case, they're blasting Trump for this story. For allegedly shaming this woman, and it's really gotten out of control. It got out of control in a hurry. CBS News this morning did a piece on it in the middle of near the top of several of their newscasts. Sort of went like this.
This morning, the New York Times says Donald Trump went too far, but Trump wants an apology. The Republican presidential frontrunner rejects charges that he insulted a Times reporter by imitating his disability. The reporter says the candidate's explanation does not surprise him. Nancy Cordes is in Washington with the latest Trump controversy. Good morning. Trump claims that he didn't mean to mock the reporter and that he never met him. The reporter says that's not remotely true. Still, Trump is not backing down. He will not apologize and even said that the journalist should stop using his disability to grandstand.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember.
That, quote, nice reporter is Serge Kovaleski, who suffers from a physical disability that limits the movement of his arms. Kovaleski wrote the original article in the Washington Post, published a week after 9/11, which describes a number of people who were allegedly seen celebrating the attacks. Trump has used that paragraph as proof of what he saw.
On rooftops, while they watched the devastation on the other side of the river.
But Kovaleski recently told CNN he doesn't recall anyone saying there were thousands or even hundreds of people celebrating.
See the distance they've gone to try to shame.
Oh, maybe that's what I said.
Trump.
14 years ago, he still.
The story keeps going and going, and then they quote Kovaleski or whatever his name is saying that it's not true that Trump didn't know him, and at one point he covered Trump a lot, and they were on a first-name basis, and he's really only saying this to make fun of me.
I stick up for myself.
He does. But my point is that it's a New York Times claim against Donald Trump. The New York Times is offended by Donald Trump's portrayal of a reporter who now happens to work for them but didn't 14 years ago. And Trump's referring to an article this guy wrote 14 years ago. Do you know what the lead editorial is in the New York Times today? Just out of interest, did you see it, Kane?
I did not see it.
The New York Times opined on Thanksgiving Day that Bernie Sanders has the right idea on immigration, and most Republicans support a plan that has gone well beyond the usual nativist bigotry.
Oh, so it's nativist bigotry.
So in effect, the New York Times has endorsed Bernie Sanders. Are you surprised in the least that they want to downgrade and attack Donald Trump?
He doesn't seem like a very bright guy.
No, I am not defending. I'm not on board with Trump. I haven't decided for sure who I want the nominee to be for the Republican Party this year. I've got some pretty strong feelings on it. But the point is that the attacks on Trump are getting ridiculous. First of all, Mr. Kovaleski, whatever his name is, you don't have a right to not be offended by something somebody said about you. Read the Bill of Rights. It's not in there. You don't have a right to not be offended. And second of all, I've watched the video clip numerous times, and I'm just not convinced he was mocking the guy's disability. But they'll latch on to anything. And then, in the 24-hour news cycle, it gets out of hand. We'll take your phone calls. You're listening to The Dana Show. Mark Cox in the chair for Dana today, 866-455-9797. And when we come back, we're also going to talk about these riots in the city of Chicago. Stick around.
The Dana Show.
Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Please join me for The Conscious Living Show
every Saturday, 11 to noon, on KCNR 1460.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval to credit, must finance through Kia Motors. Finance subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Carl, it's holiday time, and I feel like a special holiday mocha. Take me to Espresso Joe's Inside Tobacco and Brew right now.
Yeah, and while we're there, let's walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the North State and find some great cigars for your dad, your brother, and me. Some of the highest-rated cigars by Cigar Aficionado.
That's right, and we can browse and buy special coffee beans, tea accessories, and let's look through the wonderful wine selection. That's 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hop in the truck, hon. Let's go.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, diamondcoredrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit.
Fred, what are you cooking for dinner, and where is everyone going to sit?
Barbecue and turkey, just like last year, Cliff.
Oh, no, not the giant charcoal cheese puff.
Shut up, Cliff.
Well, you know, Ace has a 30-quart turkey fryer for only $39.99 with Ace Rewards card. And frying oil, 3 gallons for $29.99. Hey, where are you going?
Off to Ace for big November Red Hot Buys.
This month at Ace, there are Red Hot Buys all over.
Your company can sit at a 6-foot fold-and-a-half table, $29.99. Limit one at this price. And the folding chairs are $11.99. Unexpected company can rest easy on a queen-raised airbed with built-in electric pump, $34.99. For those last-minute household repairs before the holidays, Craftsman and Stanley have select tools and accessories, $9.99 each while supplies last.
All these Red Hot Buys and more at Ace, your helpful neighbor. Visit your local neighborhood Ace stores in Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake City, and Cottonwood.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, December 18th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
Glad you're back with us. Black Friday. Hopefully you're listening to us from the comfort of your home. You haven't gone out and put your life at risk. You know, they even put out a list. A map that shows states in which you are most likely to encounter violence on Black Friday.
And it's not every state?
No, it's not. But Missouri is on there. Kansas is on there. Arkansas is the number one state where you're likely to encounter violence.
Isn't that where Walmart
on Black
started?
Friday.
Is that where Walmart
started? Yeah, it
started?
Is. It is. I know.
It was irony.
Yeah. Sam Walton's family down there. Keeping track of things. Unbelievable. People
stay
fist
safe.
Fighting.
Yeah, yeah. Stay safe. Wear your football pads.
Please stay safe.
Wear your football pads.
So let me get to phone lines here. And Dave, welcome into the Dana Show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, great. Thanks.
Hey,
appreciate that.
Making my drive back to Cape Girardeau nice.
Good. Glad to hear it. Be safe out there.
I'm one of those morons that has to work for a living, so I had to drive down this morning and back today.
Well, you didn't. Hopefully, you weren't. Since you were working, you weren't out in the madness trying to actually shop today, anyway, right?
Oh no, we did that last night.
Oh, good. Oh, you did. Good. All right.
Actually, I'm just amazed at the hypocrisy of the American media. When brainless Joe Biden told the guy in the wheelchair to stand up and take a bow, it was just, oh, that's just old crazy Uncle Joe.
That's right. I remember that. I remember that.
I think they are. There's a little bit of panic setting in on both ends of the spectrum. Well, I mean, I think maybe the people on the far left and the Democrats are hoping it's Trump because they think for some reason that it would be some sort of an easy win for Hillary
Like almost
Clinton.
A self-destruct thing for Trump.
But I'll be honest.
I don't think the Wicked Witch of the East has a chance.
If you look at the Real Clear Politics poll on head-to-head competitions, she does beat Cruz in the late. Or I mean, she does beat Trump in the latest one of those polls. But Ben Carson beats her, and Marco Rubio beats her in the same set of polls.
Too bad her husband doesn't beat her.
But here's my point. Yeah, no.
I see what you did.
But that was very nice.
We can't condone that.
Yeah, we can't condone that sort of activity. Just teasing. So here's the interesting thing. I'm having a cold adult beverage with a friend who, a longtime friend, who is a dyed-in-the-wool union, a card-carrying union member Democrat, who's voted for every Democrat that he could ever think of who's run for elected office.
Yeah.
And he tells me very recently, and my brother-in-law, that it is his plan to possibly, he thinks he's going to vote for Donald Trump. Because he likes what Donald Trump says about immigration and some other issues, and he likes the fact that Donald Trump is an alpha dog.
Yeah. And have you been on a union site? I mean, some of the language and some of the mannerisms are really what we see in Trump.
I'm not saying it's right. What I'm saying is I think people will be surprised on a national level the amount of support a Trump candidacy will pull away from what are traditionally Democratic voters. Are they Southern Democrats? I don't know. Are they blue-collar Democrats? I think he's going to get a part of that base that the Democrats always rely on who simply don't like Hillary Clinton.
Right. And that's all it's needed. You just don't like her.
Nobody likes Hillary Clinton. Huma Abedin.
Huma Abedin likes her. Her husband likes her.
You probably know why, too.
Debbie Wasserman Schultz likes her. Dave, I appreciate you calling the program.
Thank you, Mark. Have
All
a
right.
good day.
Be safe out there. Yep. Thank you very much. I think that it's reached panic mode when the Republicans are attacking Donald Trump as hard as the Democrats are. And they're all jumping on board over this, and I'm not going to beat a dead horse, but this is what one of the liberals had to say about this whole controversy with Trump disability shaming someone.
Listen, I have people in my family who have physical disabilities, and so do you and Ron and everybody watching this broadcast. It's a disgusting thing for somebody to do from a public podium like that. And, you know, I mean, it turns out that the Kasich campaign was maybe a little too early in their ad. You know, they need to add to that. Oh, yes, and if you want a president who mocks the disabled, Trump's your guy, you know. So it's more of the same. Sooner or later, I think this stuff will catch up with him. But a very unfortunate thing to have to witness.
But Ron-
Automatically, the assumption is that he's guilty of whatever the New York Times has accused him of.
Yeah.
Everybody's jumping on board. This is the Kasich ad that he was referring to. So John Kasich, in my opinion, is like Bobby Jindal. He might as well quit now. This is not his year. His come along to get along approach of campaigning as a liberal is not going to get him
right.
the Republican nomination for president. But Dana he's still he looks, attacking Donald Trump. What
Dana,
did Dana say?
Dana thinks he looks like Gary Shandling. Are you
a little bit? Yeah, yeah, he looks a little bit like
so
Gary Shandling.
Whenever I ever see him, I just think Gary Shandling now.
This is an ad by the Kasich campaign, and he's rolled this out using a former POW who is a Kasich supporter. With this attack against Donald Trump, warning you with very ominous Jaws
music,
music in the background.
The music is emotional.
Da-dun.
I would like anyone who is listening to consider some thoughts that I paraphrase from the words of German pastor Martin Niemöller. You might not care if Donald Trump says Muslims must register with their government because you're not one. You might not care if Donald Trump says he's going to round up all the Hispanic immigrants because you're not one. And you might not care if Donald Trump says it's okay to rough up black protesters because you're not one. And you might not care if Donald Trump wants to suppress journalists because you're not one. But think about this. If he keeps going and he actually becomes president, he might just get around to you. Better hope that there's someone left to help you.
Man, I haven't seen the video. Is this guy talking into a mic, and
right.
then they're showing different images. You know, I was waiting for a mushroom cloud to appear in the background.
No,
it was just
I don't
that dark
yeah, exactly.
and dreary.
That's, but I don't understand how he suppresses the media or journalists.
Oh, remember when he wanted Jorge Ramos thrown out, like. Clearly, to Kasich's camp, Jorge Ramos is a legitimate journalist.
Wow!
Instead of a liberal mouthpiece who basically who works for Univision, who basically
but they
mimics
were able to
whatever
clear that.
The
they were able to clear that
pro-immigration camp
between
wants.
Themselves, Jorge
oh,
and
I,
Trump. That's
right.
all. So why would Kasich even like? I don't understand that.
They've got to latch onto something to attack him on.
It's baffling.
You better hope he doesn't come after you.
It's baffling.
I mean, it shows that they're getting the traditional Republican base are getting nervous, and maybe they clearly have good reason to. Jeb Bush has gone nowhere.
Yeah.
John Kasich will go even nowhere. He's go, what, 1%?
Yeah.
He'll go nowhere.
We're seeing establishment on both sides, like you said.
The liberal Republicans are in panic mode because Ted Cruz is polling second in Iowa. Two non-politicians are at the top of the poll in Carson and Trump. They're not quite sure what to do with that.
People want outsiders. They're tired of what they've been getting with insiders.
It's a good trend.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get away from that. It's a good trend. Danny, thanks for listening to the Dana Show. You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dana. I was interested if you had ever watched the video on YouTube by John Pickering. It's called Gumball Immigration, and it goes through. It was done back in 2010, and it goes through what the immigration policies are going to do to the United States if we continue on the path that we're on. And it's very visual, and it works very good to understand, have people understand what's happening.
I have not seen that. No, was it correct in their prediction?
Yeah, it's correct in the prediction, and it's correct in showing how these things are going to just monasticize and just continue to just bury us in population and expense. And the last sentence in the whole thing from 2010 was, we just need to take care of these people where they are.
Right. Well, it's good. Well, that's common sense.
Right. Right.
If we're going to throw money at them, let them stay there.
It's a very good visual video, and it's really good to make people understand what's going on.
Yeah. John Pickering. John Pickering, is that what you said?
John Pickering, yeah. On YouTube, if you just put in the search engine, just put Gumball Immigration. It's a 6-minute and 5-second video, I think.
There you go.
We'll look for it, Danny. I appreciate you calling the show, though.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, 866-455-9797. We'll take your phone calls today on the Dana Show. This Black Friday, as we're kind of taking a look at what's going on around the country. Every news, mark my words, every newscast you watch today will have the Donald Trump fat shaming bite as one of the top 7 or 8 stories. They just will. Because it's like a herd of sheep. They're like lemmings. They're all going in the same direction. This is the Dana Show. Mark Cox in the chair. We are back with your phone calls after this.
This is the Dana Show.
Tired of losing money in the stock market? Tired of watching real estate values plummet? Choose the Golden Road with Gulf Coast Gold and Silver and get a free guide to buying precious metals. We have years of experience in buying and selling precious metals and can answer all of your questions on how to roll over 0.999 fine gold and silver into your IRA. Over the last 10 years, gold has been an asset in any portfolio. And during this period, gold has tripled and then some, with the increase in industrial demand for flat-screen televisions, cell phones, MP3 players, cameras, and cars, silver and gold demand could skyrocket beyond imagination. Gold and silver can mean strong returns for your investment, retirement, or savings. Call 800-460-9150. Again, 800-460-9150. At Gulf Coast Gold and Silver, every purchase is as good as gold.
Being there matters, and in a world that can be uncertain, your United States Navy protects and defends America on the oceans. Where there are threats against America, anywhere around the globe, your Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America at all times. When pirates threaten commerce, your Navy is there to ensure the world's oceans are safe and free from attacks. When disaster strikes, like the typhoon that devastated the Philippines in 2013, your Navy was there, providing medical supplies and relief to those in need. When drug traffickers attempt to use the ocean to ferry narcotics to our borders, your Navy is there defending America. Your Navy is deployed around the world, around the clock, always ready. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters. And America's Navy is already there.
As the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it can also be hazardous. Allstate's annual holiday home hazard survey is out. Here's Terry DeLenta of Allstate.
70% of adults acknowledge that things get riskier during the holidays. Less than 37% of people do something about it.
Many holiday hazards start right in your home. Home fires from fireplaces jump 196% this time of year, which can often be attributed to not having a fireplace properly cleaned and inspected. And fire from candles jumps 63%, so be sure to never leave them burning unattended. And more than half of those surveyed admit to overloading outlets, so it's no wonder electrical fires increase more than 21% this time of year.
We're committed to ensuring our customers and all consumers have a safe and happy holiday. This survey shows simple steps in planning that can make all the difference.
Check out allstate.com/holidaydecorator to find out more about potential preventable holiday home hazards and have a happy and safe holiday season.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
This is Carl and the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40 and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Who doesn't love Dickens' classic story, A Christmas Carol? Christmas isn't the same without its fascinating tale of spirits, adventure, greed, and of course, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Join us this holiday season for the Reading Civic Repertory's magical debut of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
Fabiano Altamura's new adaptation will have it all, from gorgeous sets to spooky spirits and music that will have you dancing the humbug.
Will Ebenezer Scrooge get what he deserves, or will the miser choose a different path? Come and find out on December 19th and 20th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Get tickets at the Reading Civic Auditorium's box office. Call 229-0022 or at readingcivic.com.
Brought to you by Meeks Lumber, Zimmer Construction, Hudson Entertainment, and Hilltop Medical Clinic. Don't miss this Christmas spectacular. Christmas Carol, A Love Story, December 19th and 20th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
From just a reminder that Black Friday matters, folks. That was a protest in the streets of Chicago last night, where the protesters tried to yank the Christmas lights off the City of Chicago Christmas tree in Millennium Park. Now, they're a little mad up there right now because of that video that came out about Laquan McDonald. I'm going to talk more about that on the Dana Show today because, you know, this is what happened to that boy was unnecessary. No matter how they want to play it, he wasn't coming at anybody with a knife at the time he was shot. And I think that people have every right to be upset that the kid was shot. There are a couple things about this, though, that we need to keep in mind and we need to keep calm about. The crowds in Chicago are mad because this is the first time they've seen this, and it happened a year ago in October. Do you know why? If you're mad about this, and I'll take your phone call at 866-455-9797, but if you're mad about the fact that this has just now been released and the guy was just now charged, tell me exactly who it is you're mad at. That's what I'd like to know. And I'll get to that point in just a second. The stories about what happened to this guy are the outrage tends to center on how many times he was shot. This is one of the CNN reports on the Laquan McDonald shooting.
So that we're going to be very successful in defending this case.
On the night Laquan was fatally shot, investigators say McDonald was wielding a knife with a 3-inch blade, which he allegedly used to slash the tire of a police car. Police say when McDonald, who had PCP in his system, ignored orders to drop the knife, Van Dyke fired 16 rounds.
Officer Van Dyke was on the scene for less than 30 seconds. Before he started shooting.
Every news story I've seen about this focuses on the fact that the kid was shot 16 times. And I'm going to tell you something as the son-in-law of a police officer. When police, this may or may not come as a surprise to you, but when a police officer trains at an academy, my father-in-law told me this. He was always mystified because I was in local news here in St. Louis for a long time, and it was not uncommon to see included in a report, 17 shell casings were found at the scene. We counted 34 shots fired by police at the scene. He's like, why do you dummies keep reporting that? And I'm like, because there are little markers all over the place, and we count them, and there's 32 of them. And he's like, let me tell you something. Here's what we're taught at the academy. You don't pull your gun unless you're going to use it. And when you pull your gun and you plan to use it, you empty it. And then you reload, and you determine if the threat still exists. You're not shooting to wound. You're shooting to eliminate the threat. I'm not saying what the cop did up there was right. All I'm saying is the number of times the kid shot's irrelevant. The gun holds one in the chamber and 15 in the clip. The perpetrator, whether he deserves it or not, is getting shot 16 times. So take that off the table, right? I don't believe that Laquan McDonald deserved to be shot that night. But think back, folks, to why. Think back to how to why. This is just now coming out. Do you know that? Do you know the answer to that?
I'm going to guess politics, but I mean, I don't. You'll tell us, I'm sure.
I am going to tell you. Daryl, thanks for calling into the Dana Show.
Smokey Mark, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Mark, you know, I always tell you, man, I want you to get to this spot, bro.
Yeah, thank you. No, nobody beats Dana. What's going on?
Come on, man. You 100 times better, Mark.
I'll stop.
You know, I've been keeping it real on your Sunday show. You know how it is.
So why do you think people are upset up there in Chicago?
I think it's because it's open wounds. I mean, people, you know, it happened a year ago. People got over it. And then just for this to come out now and to see it, it is just open up wounds and you know, just bring the pain back up. And also, it's not political, the reason that this didn't come out. I believe that it didn't come out back then because of all the other stuff that was going around, you know, that was happening around the country. I don't think it's politics, you know, the way my buddy Jamie, who I love, you know, making it to be, but I don't think that's the case. I think they did good by holding on to this time, you know, I mean, because it was just so much going on around this country, you know what I mean?
And I respect your opinion on that, Daryl, and as always, I appreciate you calling into the show, and you make a good point for me. You don't think that it was political. Who runs Chicago? Rahm Emanuel runs Chicago.
Democrats.
People were mad in St. Louis because not enough was done to fix the whatever was wrong with the court system, and all the police are racist and all this stuff. Chicago is run by a liberal Democrat. The Chicago Police Department is run by a liberal Democrat. The Chicago Board of council is all Democrats. Okay, here's the deal. This happened a year ago. You know what they did? They went out and found this kid's mother, who, by the way, was legally removed as his guardian many years ago. He was taken away from her because of her mothering skills, and they paid her off $5 million to keep this quiet. And she agreed not to release the video either because she got $5 million. That's how corrupt the system is in Chicago. And until a newspaper went out and demanded the video, they were never going to release it. The cop up there might never have been charged. That's how corrupt these people are. If you're going to be angry at that. That's this was completely a political decision by Rahm Emanuel, who's running for re-election. That's what it is. It's not withholding it because of the Ferguson or any of that stuff that blew up a year ago. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Mark Cox, filling in today. I'll get to your phone calls in the next hour. 866-455-9797. Stick around.
The Dana Show. Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour, townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Some parts of the southern plains could see continued dangerous driving conditions this weekend.
They've got ice storm warnings out for much of northern Texas, the Texas Panhandle, into Oklahoma.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas are seeing high water in some areas due to a lot of rain.
The main threat is going to be a longer duration inundation-type flooding where the waters just rise and they go over the roadways.
Swift high waters are preventing search and rescue teams from resuming their search for a woman who went missing after a flash flood swept her car from a bridge in southern Fort Worth. Three deaths are being attributed to the weather in North Texas, and the TCU-Baylor football game was delayed about a half hour due to lightning strikes near the Amon G. Carter Stadium. Police are now trying to piece together exactly what started a shooting and standoff in Colorado Springs today that left three people dead, including a University of Colorado, Colorado Springs police officer who was helping local authorities. Colorado Springs Mayor John Souther says the police officers who responded to the scene acted quickly and bravely.
They were able to get people out of the building safely, and they were able to make sure that the perpetrator was isolated in a place where there could be communication back and forth about where he was.
Nine people were injured, including several police officers. It all happened at a Planned Parenthood facility. There have been dozens of Black Lives Matter protests around the country on Black Friday. Hundreds of people marched through downtown Seattle streets and shops today, and the Magnificent Mile in Chicago was clogged with protesters that kept many shoppers away from stores, some of which closed for a while. Third-ranked Iowa completed its first perfect regular season in 93 years with a 28-20 win over Nebraska in Lincoln, and Oregon beats Oregon State 52-42. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me. I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-758-5360. That's 1-800-758-5360. Call 1-800-758-5360.
A weaker global economy and a slowdown in China will likely dampen some of the growth in air travel over the next two decades.
The International Air Transport Association says the number of airline passengers is expected to double to 7 billion by 2034. That figure represents a decrease from a prior forecast of passengers totaling 7.4 billion, reflecting lower economic growth in China. That'll likely reduce demand for travel and potentially limit airplane orders from manufacturers Boeing and Airbus.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Despite the lower forecast, China is expected to add 758 million new passengers for a total of 1.2 billion flyers. Those gains would likely mean that China surpasses the United States as the world's largest passenger market by the year 2029. And power has been restored to everyone in the Spokane, Washington area who was left in the dark by a windstorm more than a week ago. News and analysis at townhall.com. Man accused of jumping a fence at the White House on Thanksgiving Day has been ordered to undergo psychiatric evaluation. The details from SRN's Greg Clugston.
22-year-old Joseph Caputo appeared in a D.C. courtroom Friday, one day after his fence jumping prompted a lockdown at the White House. He's charged with one count of illegal entry under restricted grounds and will undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Court documents show the man left a suicide note with friends and a will with his mother, telling her she may never see him again. Greg Clugston, Washington.
New Orleans police say they've identified a suspect in the playground shooting that wounded 17 people last weekend. The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Joseph Moe Allen. He's likely will face 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder once he's located. Police believe several other people are involved in the shooting at the Bunny Friend Park during a video shoot. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate.
Brought to you by Trinity Pest Control, Giles Insurance, and Summit Funding.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is the Dana Show.
Log on to Night.
I think it's unique that this is the first patient with Ebola in the United States.
And best dealerships to work for in all of America. See why the most satisfied employees make the most satisfied customers. FrankLita.com.
When the Rams came to St. Louis, they got a new stadium and a sweetheart deal. So lopsided, in fact, it's the reason they may be able to move back to Los Angeles. So, what is our response? Hey, let's build them a new stadium right on the riverfront. Sure, it may cost about $1 billion, with roughly $400 million of that our money. But hey, gotta have an NFL team, right? Well, it's fun to be an NFL city, but at what cost? We still owe $120 million on the first stadium we built for the Rams. Studies show new stadiums do not provide a boost to the economy. So why not a privately financed stadium? It has been done in San Francisco and New Jersey. And oh, by the way...
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is the Dana Show.
Well, the first family was in the residence at the time, and this suspect now has been identified by authorities. as Joseph Caputo. He's said to be about 22 years old and believed to be from it. He's being charged, we're told, with unlawful entry is the word authorities are using. And he could have a court appearance sometime today. And Carol, you're right. It really was a bizarre situation.
So apparently if you try to break into the White, apparently fences do work. We found this out firsthand at the White House today, where they've got a guy who was wrapped in an American flag who jumped over the newly installed 7-foot fence outside of the White House, and apparently he's going to be charged with illegally breaking into the White House. And now, if he broke just smart enough to just break in through the southern border, none of this would have been necessary. He could have walked across the Rio Grande, and nobody might have even noticed that he was there, don't you think? Wow. Welcome into the Dana Show. Mark Cox filling in for Dana. You can always follow her on Twitter, at DLash. Go to DanaRadio.com to keep up with her. You can follow me on Twitter if you are so inclined. I am at Mark Cox 97.1, at MARCCOX 97.1. Always glad to have more Twitter followers out there, and appreciate you. Let me tell you what. Speaking of people breaking into the country, I've argued for a long time that our immigration, our lack of immigration policy, is the equivalent of having a very large neon sign down along the 2,000 miles of border with Mexico with a big flashing red sign that says open or vacancy. Okay? And we saw that a year and a half ago with the flood of migrants coming up from South America who magically were able to ride on the top of trains all the way through Mexico, and nobody noticed until they got to the U.S. border, at which point they were able to jump down off the trains and make it across the border into the U.S. This story out of the, of all things, the New York Times News Service, this is in the News Observer today. The number of immigrants crossing the border, the Rio Grande specifically, sharply rises. The number of children caught by the Border Patrol has more than doubled. And this comes after since the flood a year ago, the number of illegal crossings had declined a little bit, and now it's taken off again. Now, why would that be? Because you've got a group of people on the left and the right who are dead set on granting amnesty. All you have to do is get here before the door's shut. Doesn't matter who's elected president, with the possible exception of Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, all the rest of them will pretty much leave the status quo along the border and will start everyone else on a path to citizenship. And their reasons for doing it are different. The Democrats want them here as a new voting base. The Republicans want them here as cheap labor. But the result is the same. This is not the president of the United States, in making his argument for Syrian refugees, has tried to argue that what's going on is the equivalent of the Mayflower. He said that in his weekend address. Did you hear that? In case you missed it, you probably his address to the nation, his Thanksgiving address. He tried to refer to the Syrian refugees as being the equivalent of the people that came over here on the Mayflower.
One woman from Pennsylvania wrote to me to say, money is tight for us in my household, but I have a guest room. I have a pantry full of food. We can do this. Another woman from Florida told me her family's history dates back to the Mayflower, and she said that welcoming others is part of what it means to be an American.
This from the man who created this situation to begin with. But it gets back to the argument that this is not, these are not the immigrants that were the give us your poor, your huddled masses in immigrants who originally came over here in the early 1900s. This is a far different situation. A lot of those folks came to the U.S., failed in their attempt to create a new life, and went back. These days, if they can get their foot in this country, and we have politicians on both sides of the aisle promising them citizenship or the ability to stay despite the fact that they've violated our sovereignty, they're handed, what, $20, $25, $30,000 a year in social services, in medical care, far greater than whatever their expected income would have been in the country they came from. Why would they not come? And guess who's paying for it? Uncle Sam. Right, good old Uncle Sam. It's the Bernie Sanders way, right? Eh, let's give him free college. Let's give him free cars. He'll promise you a car next. It's gone far beyond a pot, a chicken in every pot, hasn't it, Kane? Oh, my gosh. So that's where we are. The flooding numbers across just the Rio Grande, replaying scenes from the influx of Central American children and families in South Texas that happened last year. The numbers are spiking, up 150%. And the Border Patrol has its hands tied because of an administration that wants to not only encourage this, but help it along. Think long and hard about who you're supporting in this presidential race, because it's going to radically change the United States of America. You're listening to The Dana Show, 866-455-9797. Mark Cox in the chair for Dana today. We're back with more in just a minute.
This is The Dana Show.
I want to talk with you a little bit about our power grid. Now, it's no secret that the president has, he declared war on the coal industry. And the result now is the cost of electricity is skyrocketing. And that cost, you know, it's passed to you, right? It's the record rates that we already have. Now, ultimately, I believe that these socialist policies are going to create real, actual shortages of electricity, like Obamacare, only with a power grid. And it gets worse. Experts say our power grid continues to remain unprotected and vulnerable. This is why I want all of you out there to be able to produce your own supply of electricity. Now, I believe it's time to prepare right now for coming problems with the power grid. So do what I did. Get a solar generator from Solutions from Science. They run quietly, they emit no fumes, and they produce an endless supply of electricity from the sun. Go to DanaSolarBackup.com to learn more. That's DanaSolarBackup.com. Use coupon code Dana to get a special half-price offer. DanaSolarBackup.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-993-8236. That's 800-993-8236.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-993-8236.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
Uncle Bob, where did Mount Shasta spring water come from? Well, you see, we get wrung out of the clouds as we pass over the top of Mount Shasta. Then we become part of huge glaciers. Then we flow through miles of volcanic rocks. Then we pop out of a spring at the base of Mount Shasta. Uncle Bob, where did I come from? You'll have to ask your parents about that one.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For free delivery and setup, call 1-800-922-6227. Or go to MountShastaSpringWater.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Glad you're back with us on Black Friday. Kane, I don't know about you, but you know this whole debate over refugees and whether we should take them or whether we should screen them a little better.
I think people don't understand the choices that we actually have.
Well, I just want to state for the record, and I don't know about you, but our family took in a turkey refugee on Thursday.
Oh.
We did.
That was unfortunate for the turkey?
We welcomed that turkey into our house and sheltered it and enjoyed it.
And you welcomed
it. Enjoyed its company?
Yeah, you welcomed it down the gullet.
Probably enjoy a little more of it today, in fact. I just think people need to have more of an open mind about,
I see where you're going with that.
I'm just saying.
But the narrative that you don't care about people.
We're a melting pot.
Yeah, but the narrative that somehow you don't care about people, when you are concerned about what could be hiding within a legitimate cell of Syrian refugees.
So here's why the argument is really ridiculous, is people want to claim that it's a Republican versus Democrat issue. I mean, 47 Democrats crossed over and voted with Republicans to guarantee there's going to be more screening.
Well, they both voted for the safety of the country is what they did. It wasn't like they voted with Republicans.
And
like,
governors, right. Traditionally Republican governors, of which represent the majority of states in the nation, came on board and basically all said, we're not taking anymore. Yeah. Now, one of those who kind of went out on a limb to do that is Bruce Rauner, the governor of Illinois, the newly elected Republican governor of Illinois, who is already in a cat fight with the Democrats in the state of Illinois because it's the equivalent of your spoiled child who does a drop and flop at the mall, right? That they when they go boneless. Have you ever had a kid do that?
Yeah.
You're walking along with them. They don't get what they want. They just drop to the floor like right. They don't have a bone in their body.
Dead weight.
Dead weight. So the Illinois legislature is the equivalent of spoiled children who've had a drop and flop when Bruce Rauner got elected and told them, we're not going to spend more than we take in. We are going to rein in the size of Illinois government, which
is how everyone in their lives has to do it.
Not the Illinois legislature.
Right,
they have every giveaway program ever dreamed up by man.
But to pout about that would be...
Well, no, sure. Silly. Plus, they have Cook County hanging over their head where most of them reside. The power base in the Chicago Democratic Party resides with Rahm Emanuel and all those folks up there. The point is, Bruce Rauner's already in a fight with the legislature over how to spend money in the state. I thought he made an excellent point on the issue of refugees because he's a realist. He doesn't live in some la-la land where everything, you know, everything is popsicles and chocolate bars. So listen to Bruce on this. He makes perfect sense.
We're in a long-term battle. We're in a long-term war with organized mass murderers. And my first job as governor is keeping the people of Illinois safe, doing everything I can to keep our people safe. Winning this battle against terrorists, winning this battle against organized mass murderers, is going to require discipline, persistence, patience, and very importantly, it's going to require coordination, cooperation, and communication among state agencies, among the federal government, among our international partners. Right now, what we're advocating is that there's a much higher level of communication and cooperation between the federal government and state governments. At this point, the federal government is not communicating with us in the states about who is being admitted in the refugee program, what their backgrounds are, where they're being sent.
Wow.
And that doesn't allow us to be effective partners in trying to prevent attacks against the American people.
Has anyone else described it in that manner? He did a great job. He's like, if they won't share this information with me, I'm not bringing anybody else in until I can guarantee the safety of my residents.
And those 47 Democrats felt the same way.
Right.
They did. They were all on that conference call.
Oh, absolutely.
And then when they weren't getting the information, they said, well, we can't trust what we're going to get.
I agree. Can we do Dana's Quick Five?
I
think it's time for the Quick Five.
How about that? Let's do it.
It's a quarter after the hour, and time for Dana's Quick Five.
It's actually about 26 after the hour. Sorry about that. But I'm a little late. Washington Redskins tweet out Happy Thanksgiving. Unhinged leftists lose it. Let me credit the Gateway Pundit for that. The Washington Redskins football team tweeted out a picture that just has their logo on it, which, of course, has an Indian chief with feathers hanging down, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Which, there's Indians in all the historical scenes, right?
Twitter blew up. That is not the holiday your organization should tweet on. Oh, the irony from Lucky Lefty. Can you believe the gall of this organization to tweet this? Ooh, maybe you shouldn't be the team to tweet this. Then again, you still have a racist name.
Oh, see.
How dare you wish somebody a happy Thanksgiving?
Did you see that poll where everyone's trying to get the Washington Redskins to change their name because the word Washington's really offensive?
Oh, but
thank you.
Very nice.
Thank you.
He'll be here all week, folks.
Thank you.
Headline, politics from BuzzFeed. Politics got dragged onto America's Thanksgiving table, and people lost it on Twitter. So the number one thing that people were tweeting on Thanksgiving Day, Trump appeared to be the topic. Extended family voting for Trump. Can I place myself up for adoption? That was from Liz. My whole family's talking about how great Trump is and how they're voting for him. And I'm like, sitting there like, ellipsis. Captain Riley wrote that one. My whole family said they're all voting for Trump. BRB while I go kill myself. Oh, the drama. My family's saying how they're going to be voting for Trump. SOS. He sent up an SOS on that one. Oh, my God. Mm. That's what they're doing. AP buries a key detail in who removed an ad campaign in New York City. Right. So there's a new show that's come out that basically looks at the aftermath of World War II if the Axis had triumphed. So the picture shows the lead character wearing what looks like a Nazi uniform because had Germany won.
Right.
This is what the world might have looked like had they won.
Sure.
That's all. It's a TV show that's coming
out,
right?
It's
yeah.
It's fiction, right?
It's called The Man in the High Castle. They had to pull the ad campaign.
What?
They pulled the ad campaign because it was too controversial. They didn't pull it. Guess who pulled it?
Who?
Governor Cuomo of New York ordered it pulled off the Metro buses because it was too offensive.
Really?
That TV show might hurt somebody's feelings.
That fiction?
Don't watch.
That fiction?
That fiction. All right, folks, you're listening to The Dana Show. Check out her website, Dana Radio, and at D Lash on Twitter. I'm Mark Cox, 866-455-9797. We got more for you in just a minute.
The Dana Show.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR1460.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous holiday dinner buffet on Friday, December 25th from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Let Elements do the preparing so you can relax and enjoy your valued time with family and friends. Menu includes chef-carved prime rib, roast turkey, steamed clams with an array of holiday trimmings, and delicious dessert. Adults $26.95, children $9.95.
Children 8 and under eat free.
Reservations prefer. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. Log on to windriver.com. Holidays are better at the river. Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge? Yes? No? Maybe? Well, whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Test your knowledge for a chance to win fantastic prizes and play the River Trivia Challenge at Wind River Resort and Casino Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Challenge prizes include a helicopter tour and cash, one-night hotel stay, dining certificate and free play, a spa and dining package. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701.
What do you get when you add Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin to an amazing lineup of guests on KCNR 1460 AM?
You get We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Join us anytime online at wethepeopleradio.us.
We the People Radio goes beyond the mainstream soundbites to bring you the entire story on politics, veterans affairs, land use, and private property rights. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us, where we've always got environmental craziness, Agenda 21, Common Core, Foreign Affairs, and everything in between.
It's the most fun you can have while your blood pressure's going through the roof.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance. And subject to prior sale ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us. Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit PVA.org.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
Welcome back to the Dana Show. We're trying to monitor what appears to be a breaking news situation out of Colorado. There are reports of an active shooter near a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. There's a local TV station. They're reporting the gunman was firing at passing cars from the parking lot. There are reports that there was a body seen laying in the parking lot of the facility. Let's see. They're also still reporting that the area was not secure. This is as of just a few minutes ago. The national networks are covering it. So we'll just try to keep an ear on that for you and bring you the very latest if anything develops on that. It's unclear if what connection, if any, it had to the Planned Parenthood, although we know there have certainly been violence near those clinics before. So that's sad situation. What would you, Kane, I was thinking about this. That story earlier said that people were checking social media to see what was trending, the trending topics of conversation
right
at the dinner table. The assumption there is that social media accurately tracks the conversations at the dinner table.
Well, if you hashtag it, I guess.
Well, I mean, if you have a... Right. It has to be hashtagged, and you have to have somebody there who is active enough on Twitter or Instagram or social media.
Their experience on
probably
Twitter.
Probably, what, somebody younger than the age of 30,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
I mean, I'd tweet, and I'm over 40.
Well, I tweet, but do you tweet?
No, I don't,
like,
tweet everything.
Incessantly?
No. Like,
you don't have a problem with it.
Like, I would have tweeted a ton yesterday about how great the turkey was.
Yeah.
But no, I don't tweet like that.
I just wonder, because at our Thanksgiving dinner, there wasn't a lot of political discussion. I mean, there was some, but it was later in the evening after a few adult beverages, but I'm just saying.
The administration encouraged it. Remember last year they did the same thing?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, talk to your family about politics around the table.
talk to your family about Obamacare because, around the table.
Because actually getting with your family is not horrible enough. You need to talk about politics.
We talked about the weather. We talked about the kids. We talked about other family members who weren't there. I mean, you know the general topic of conversation here. But I just don't know how I question that about how how accurate a reflection that is. What do you? I mean, what I wondered what other people think about that.
Yeah, that's a good question, because there is only a fraction of those experiencing Thanksgiving using Twitter, so that really we're only seeing a fraction of experiences.
But to the people that follow Twitter and social media, that drives their world. They assume that that's it.
Right. Yeah, and so they think that's not a fraction. They think that's all there is.
It's sort of in a vacuum, sort of like in the White House. It's true. Nature abhors a vacuum, right? They're now saying that Fox News is reporting back to this Planned Parenthood shooting that a police officer may be among the victims of those shot as cars drove past this clinic in Colorado Springs. So clearly, there are no live reports from the scene yet. I don't know if local media has had trouble getting there, but all we're seeing are still photos from the scene.
Yeah, there's supposed to be a lot of snow on the ground, or at least enough to maybe impede some of the travel.
So, like I said, we'll keep an eye on that, and if we get any more details coming in, I feel pretty certain it'll probably be in the top of your news when it comes up at the top of the hour here. So, that's just one thing to keep an eye on. Hey, did you hear Hillary Clinton this week? Because I personally haven't heard nearly enough of this. You might hear Ted Cruz bring up Hillary's name every once in a while. You certainly hear Chris Christie.
Oh my gosh, every other word.
You hear Carly Fiorina bring her up pretty regularly. Beyond that, I don't hear the Republicans talking about her nearly enough. But speaking of vacuums, in Hillary's world, that's all they talk about.
I listened to the Republicans, and, you know, they spent a lot of their time criticizing me when I was Secretary of State. I mean, when in doubt, criticize me. That seems to be their general philosophy.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
Thank you. She's the presumed Democratic candidate. Why would she not be what the Republicans were talking about? They're wasting their breath to talk about Bernie Sanders.
I said, be at my wedding, and she came to my wedding.
They're wasting their time to talk about Martin O'Malley, which I'm still mystified as to why Democrats aren't more attracted to somebody younger and more vibrant like that than Hillary Clinton, but they're not.
Ooh, that's strange.
This is going to be huge. That's what Trump says.
This is going to be huge.
Let me get to the phone here real quick. Ken, thanks for calling into the Dana Show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, we had a big get-together for Thanksgiving, and everybody started talking about Trump. I was so surprised by how many of my family members were pro-Trump that it was amazing to me. I mean, I was so excited about it, actually, because I really think that Trump makes a lot of sense. But we had one dissenting opinion come in. And it was pretty funny because the first thing she said was, did you hear what he said about the people during 9/11? They were partying in the parking lot and he saw them? Well, the fact is, yes, and that's exactly what they were doing, and they proved it in the papers after that all came out on December 18th. They wrote a column about it saying how many people were tailgating and how upsetting it was. And when Trump said that, he's so abrasive and non-politically correct that when he says stuff, people automatically, without even hearing him, say, you're wrong. You're crazy. But then you look back, and all of a sudden, he's correct.
Everybody knows what I'm saying is true.
He defends himself. You know, a lot of these people, the minute they're hit with an allegation of something, they back off and they apologize, and he's just not the kind of person to do that.
No, and neither should he be. I mean, America has been apologizing for 7 years, and I think we're all drunk from it. I mean, I think we're over it. I should say hung over from it.
Yeah. And that's
and
true.
We're starting to, I think, just turn around and say, look, you know what? This is what it is. If you're here, then be here and support the nationalism of America. That's it.
He is he's an alpha male in a with one or two exceptions, a group of submissive candidates this year.
Yes.
Oh, exactly.
Would you agree?
That's nailed it.
Yeah,
exactly. And I think that's one of the other reasons why many people don't like him. He's an alpha male.
Well, that's probably true.
You know?
And that group's going to vote for Hillary anyway. That's true. That group's going to vote for Hillary anyway, so you don't have to worry about them.
Absolutely. Yep. Great job, you guys.
Hey, Ken, thank you. Thanks for
I run, I win.
We got all kinds of Trump stuff around here, don't we? He's Trump. Come on. So what are they? What? I don't want to kick a dead horse, but it's interesting to me that Marco Rubio said in one of the recent debates that the Democrats have the biggest political action committee in America, and it's the media. They're the media on their side. They don't pay them, but they all support the Democratic candidate, well, no matter what the race is.
You say they don't pay them.
Well, we don't have any proof of that. So you don't have to go very far to find examples of that. You don't. CNN went out and did a story at a Trump rally down south. And you can tell from the tone of the reporter's lead-in that they intentionally walked around and looked for the people that looked maybe just a little bit out of the ordinary. And those are the ones they interviewed. And they used those folks to represent all of the supporters of Donald Trump. And they asked them questions that were leading or misleading, if you want to put it that way, just to see what their response was going to be like. Let's see how crazy this person really is. Listen.
Trump. To most of the people waiting in line to see Donald Trump, his word is gold.
Do you trust him?
Yes, I do, explicitly. I read his book, Crippled America. You got to read the book.
Terry Silliman is so enamored, he bought a Trump hairdo at Hobby Lobby.
Do you think Donald Trump is
trusted? I believe he is. 100%.
So what do these fervent Trump supporters feel about his supposed recollections of the aftermath of 9/11?
Hey, I watched when the World Trade Center came tumbling down. And I watched in Jersey City, New Jersey, where thousands and thousands of people were cheering as that building was coming down.
Marie Parrott drove several hours to attend the South Carolina rally.
Wait for it.
That Donald Trump tends to exaggerate a little bit, though.
No.
Not at all.
No.
Like many here, she believes what Trump says about that horrible day, despite there being no evidence of his claims 14 years later.
Despite there being no evidence of his claims 14 years later.
So we have to have evidence of people cheering from 14 years ago in order to satisfy
and
these people.
And when Trump did find it, now they claim that he's fat. He's not fat shaming, but disability shaming the reporter who reported it.
Yeah. I mean, we heard stories from different communities across the country, not just in Jersey City, from people witnessing some of the cheering. So we know what Trump was saying is true. It may not have been thousands of thousands in one city, but maybe it was.
I'm just telling you. So you're listening to The Dana Show. It's Mark Cox in the chair for Dana today on Black Friday. Hopefully you haven't spent all your money yet. You're in the car. You're headed home. You're listening to The Dana Show. That's good news. 1-866-455-9797. We're back in just a minute.
This is The Dana Show.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it could cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimpliSafeDana.com. I was walking by a local bank branch the other day and saw a lot of empty chairs. No wonder. When you need to borrow money, why sit around and wait? It makes no sense in our 24/7, always-on world. My friends at Avant get it. Avant provides access to unsecured personal loans at competitive interest rates and makes borrowing quick and convenient. Check your rate online and complete your application online. Funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. And checking your rate is risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. For this offer, go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code Dana. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code Dana.
Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Police Lives Matter may become a popular bumper sticker as six police officers stand trial in Baltimore, which is averaging nearly one murder per day this year. Will we witness the Ferguson effect, where criminals are made into victims? Let's hope not. A new book, We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore, contrasts the American dream of self-sufficiency with the utopian progressive dream of bigger government, which always leads to more gun control and less freedom. Changing our future means knowing the truth about our past. Restoring the American dream won't be easy, but it's our only option to stop the chaos, riots, and lawlessness. Call now for a free copy of We Have Seen the Future, and It Looks Like Baltimore at 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Tell them Dana said to call for your free book. Call now at 800-289-2646. A must read, because the truth is all lives matter. 800-289-2646.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Rumors spread around, you like to take the time. Find the back outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that cool mile. Range, we got a lot of nice girls.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
They shouldn't be. The Colorado Springs Police Department put out their first tweet about 49 minutes ago, saying that there is an active shooter situation. What we know for sure is that this is near a Planned Parenthood. That might simply be coincidence. We certainly do not have any confirmation at this point that the Planned Parenthood clinic was a target in this. We have no confirmation, obviously, in this situation what the motive of the shooter is. We do have confirmation from Lieutenant Catherine Buckley of the police department there in Colorado Springs that at least one police officer has been injured in what appears to have been, at one point at least, a fierce gun battle with the shooter.
You're listening to The Dana Show. Mark Cox in today, and we're trying to bring up some Fox News coverage for you there of what's going on in Colorado Springs. I think it's important to note that nobody really knows if the Planned Parenthood was the target or just happened to be the spot where this shooter took refuge. This is a business park area where this Planned Parenthood is situated. Looks like there may be some hotels nearby. And they described it as a fierce gun battle and that the shooter is still out there. So as more of that comes in, it is a developing situation. Clearly, they're still not letting the media very, very near the scene. And I'll be sure and keep you updated on that as we move along. Kane?
Yeah. Is it time?
It is time.
You
want to
do it?
I want to do it.
Let's do Florida Man.
Hey, brother. It's time to check in on Florida Man.
Love this segment on The Dana Show because not only am I the guest host today, I am a regular fan. So I love listening to Dana's segments, and I love this one. A Florida man apologized as he robbed a store of cash and beer, according to police.
Nice.
Wasn't that nice of him? He's a nice-looking guy there. A little bit of a mullet, but he is a thief with a conscience. Police say a Florida man charged with robbery told a convenience store clerk he was sorry about committing the crime around the Thanksgiving holiday. Should have waited a couple days, huh? West 2 News in Orlando reported that Brian McCoy, 27, of Deltona, faces robbery and attempted robbery charges after trying to rob a Burger King and then stealing cash from a Circle K on Wednesday night.
He was on a roll.
He was on a roll. He approached the counter with a 12-pack of beer at the Circle K and said, I'm sorry to do this on Thanksgiving, but I need all the money in your register. McCoy walked off with $87 in cash and the beer. And the repentant thief turned himself into police at 2:30 that morning without the beer.
Well, I wonder.
So he drank the beer and then he turned himself into authorities. All right. Story number two. A Florida man who posted image of his dead wife on Facebook has been convicted of her murder.
I saw this. This is, it's horrible.
A Florida man who posted a gruesome picture of his wife's body on Facebook was convicted Wednesday of second-degree murder in her death. Derek Medina shot his wife, Jennifer Alfonso, in the kitchen of their home. And then he did what all normal murderers do. He took to Facebook. And posted a picture of it and, just to let his peeps know what was going on with him. And said, I'm going to go to prison for killing my wife. Love you guys. Miss you. Take care.
When I heard the news stories on that situation, they said that this was the first ever. And I hate when people say, what, first ever? Well, I want to do that. Don't do that.
No.
Don't
no,
do that.
Please,
like,
please don't.
Apparently the first ever dead body posted on Facebook. That's just crazy.
You know you might have reached the end.
Yeah.
This is not a Florida woman, but it could be. A woman sold the family house while her cheating husband was away on a business trip.
Oh.
Isn't that the ultimate? So Craig Arnold's returned to his home after a business trip in New York to find that he couldn't get into his house. The locks had been changed. When he finally got inside, he was greeted by six university students who now lived in his living room, and his wife was nowhere to be found.
So she not only sold the house, she moved and was gone and didn't connect with him at all.
Yeah, this happened in England. So the guy left to go to the States. After he left, apparently he had a couple of phones. He left one of them behind, and she intercepted a tweet that was suggesting some amorous activity was awaiting him when he got into New York.
Ooh.
Just so happened that because of some financial trouble, they had signed the house over to her parents at some point in the past.
So she went to them, yeah.
Put the house up for sale, sold it in 2 weeks.
Oh,
locks were changed. Dude came home. His furniture was left behind. She took all of her stuff. Donated the rest of it along with the sale.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Oh, my gosh.
Hell hath no fury.
Man.
I'm telling you what. Love the Florida Man segment. So if you get any good ideas, let us know.
It's like the Ashley Madison thing.
Oh, it is.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Just don't.
You just can't fix stupid.
Stop it.
You can't. It's just not possible. Just not possible. That's good stuff. Here's what we're going to talk about in the next hour, because I think it's worth repeating. So this Republican race, how many people are left? I keep losing track. Are there 13?
I think there's 13 now.
13?
I think 12 or 13. Did someone drop out? What did Kasich do?
Kasich needs to drop out, but Kasich hasn't dropped out.
I'm saying 13.
So Donald Trump has enough of a lead in a mixed field like that that he could actually win this nomination unless more people drop out, at which point then it gets interesting.
Right.
Because his support has been steady, but all the other supports spread out over everybody else.
And it is interesting to see when someone drops out, where do those voters go? So, like, where do they gravitate towards?
Well, now they're all starting to attack each other, for the most part, to see who's going to be able to gather up the most votes. So, who drops out next? That's what I'd like to pose. Do you have any thoughts on who's going to be the next one to go in the Republican race? Because they're really starting to throw some barbs at each other. In a fascinating article today about Ted Cruz. If you haven't heard this one, I'm going to tell you more about it coming up on the Dana Show. I'm Mark Cox, filling in for Dana today. You can follow her on DanaRadio.com. Of course, on The Blaze and at D Lash on Twitter. 866-455-9797. More to come. Stick around.
The Dana Show.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting and standoff is over in Colorado Springs, but not before three people died and at least nine others were injured.
We're still trying to figure out exactly what happened, who our victims are, and what we need to do from this point forward. I have some hurt police officers. They're at the hospital.
One of the dead is a campus officer from the University of Colorado at Colorado Springs. He came to the aid of local police. The standoff eventually ended peacefully, with the suspect being taken into custody without incident. Black Lives Matter protesters linked arms and chanted 16 shots as they blocked some stores along Chicago's Magnificent Mile, keeping some shoppers from entering Friday. Similar protests were held in other areas like Seattle, where police say they arrested three people out of about 700 who were marching. The protesters were out in force protesting the release of a video last week of a killing of a Chicago teenager last year by police officer. In Paris, as people continue to mourn the victims of the attacks a fortnight ago, French flags are everywhere.
There's been an outpouring of patriotism in France, highly uncharacteristic of the country. There are flags in windows and on buses, but it's very subdued and grim in the city.
Correspondent Lynn Hennett says at a somber ceremony in Paris today, names of the 130 people killed in the attacks were read aloud. In Belgium, authorities charged a man with terrorist attacks. They said the unidentified suspect was arrested a day earlier, was charged with taking part in the activities of a terrorist group. Court documents show an American flag-draped man accused of jumping the White House fence yesterday had left a suicide note with friends and told his mother he may never see him again. 22-year-old Joseph Caputo made a court appearance and was ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360 to talk to a certified counselor.
I had heard about Trinity, so I made the call. They took care of all of my credit cards, and now I am completely debt-free.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
My name is Ann, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-758-5360.
U.S. and Chinese trade envoys have promised to work together to protect business secrets, and Beijing appeared to give ground in this dispute over proposed technology security rules for its banks.
The two governments also agreed to work more closely on food security and fighting illegal logging and wildlife trafficking at a two-day meeting in Beijing this week of the U.S.-China Joint Commission on Commerce and Trade. There was no sign of progress on larger issues such as a proposed investment treaty on which U.S. businesses are urging both sides to reach agreement. The array of conflicts between the two sides include proposed Chinese restrictions on information security technology the country's banks are allowed to use.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Other conflicts include Washington's security review process for investments in the U.S. and foreign access to Chinese markets for insurance and other services. Former Hurricane Sandra, now a tropical storm as it approaches Mexico's Pacific coast. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senate Republicans are planning to include a rider to the government spending bill that would increase the amount of money political parties can spend on candidates. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has that story.
Politico reports the provision would eliminate caps on the amount of cash political parties can spend in coordination with candidates. Proponents of the measure argue it would give parties more control over elections, taking it away from less transparent outside groups. But opponents say curbing regulations on campaign finance undermines democracy by allowing the ultra-rich undue access to politicians and influence over the political process. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
The provision would be included in the spending bill that must be passed by December 11th, or a government shutdown will follow. Ben Carson is paying a visit to the Middle East to meet with Syrian refugees as he continues to bolster his command of foreign policy. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wine at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wine can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Dana Lash is off and running, generating the buzz.
All bets are off at this point.
So great to talk to you, Dana. You're my favorite.
Dana, you and I are blood brothers for the American dream.
Dana Lash, the conservative alternative. This is The Dana Show.
You know, it's gotten to the point where I don't think Saturday Night Live can even parody this president anymore. A couple of weeks ago, he went overseas and he said he's not interested in America leading. He's not interested in America winning. He doesn't have time for that. And now he's saying what a powerful rebuke it is to ISIS that he's going to a global warming summit.
Well, in Paris.
I mean, how out of touch.
In Paris.
And yes, but his focus, listen, President Obama and John Kerry have both said that they think essentially your SUV in the driveway is a greater threat to our security than is ISIS, than is a nuclear Iran. And it makes no sense whatsoever.
Ted Cruz, lighten him up as usual. Welcome back into the Dana Show. I'm Mark Cox. I'm filling in for Dana today. She will be back with you on Monday. Enjoy her nice long weekend. How about that? That's good for her. I've been following her myself at DLash on Twitter, so check that out. More on Ted Cruz in just a second here, because I think it's important we talk about that today. But just so you know, you heard in the news at the top of the hour, the Associated Press is now reporting that in this shooting situation in Colorado Springs, at least three police officers are among those wounded so far outside of or in the vicinity of this Planned Parenthood facility. One report said that the shots were coming out of one of the windows of the Planned Parenthood building toward the parking lot. Another one said that the shooter was in the area near the Planned Parenthood. So it's hard to really nail down what's going on.
It's in a shopping center, like little complex.
Right.
And so it's unclear, like you said. No one is saying one way or the other, nor do they have confirmation one way or the other.
Yeah, lots of speculation on social media, of course. Obviously, people claiming that it's some, you know, radical anti-abortion person. They're going to jump to conclusions. We don't have all the details yet. We'll bring them to you as we get them. Just stay tuned to your local radio affiliate, and we'll keep you up to date. I am on board with Kane on this one. For a long time, since I first saw him speak, I have believed that Ted Cruz would end up as one of the top three people as a candidate in this election cycle. And I was in the minority when I first came out with that thought, as were you.
Oh, I definitely was.
So I take you to the Daily Caller today with an article by Matt Lewis, who's one of the senior contributors. He has a column up for your debate today, suggesting that the GOP should root for a Ted Cruz versus Marco Rubio clash. Cruz, who's skilled at channeling indignation, is a better choice than Trump if the populist lane wants a candidate who can beat Hillary. Otherwise, Rubio, who can communicate compassion and optimism, would stand a much better chance in the so-called establishment lane than Jeb Bush. So he's basically arguing that it's going to be best for the party if it comes down to the two of them.
Yeah, there's a element of truth to that. I mean, we're talking about establishment. People perceive Jeb Bush as establishment because of the family dynasty.
He says, one smart conservative even recently suggested to me that Ted Cruz is a modern Richard Nixon. No, nobody's suggesting he's Nixonian in the sweaty, paranoid Watergate burglary sense of the term. Instead, the idea is that Cruz might follow Nixon's path, which was to be an ambitious young conservative in a hurry who then transformed into a savvy centrist in order to win the White House and govern.
Yeah, and centrist was kind of left then.
Yeah, that's true. It's an interesting take on it. Here's what I thought was fascinating about this is that Rubio and Cruz are kind of going after each other now.
Yeah.
If you notice that, Cruz doesn't attack Trump much. Rubio's been attacking them both, but right now he's had his eyes set on Ted Cruz.
I think they look at the other side, and when you see Hillary up against like a Sanders or whoever else, O'Malley or whoever else is there, she's dominant on the Democratic side, like 50-something percent to anyone's closest, 30%. So, but when she's up against Republicans like a Rubio or a Ted Cruz or somebody like that, she loses in the polls. You know, so they're hoping to get Trump in because he's yet to prove that. I mean, I think there is one poll out there showing him beating Hillary. But the media, along with the right, are doing their best to beat Trump down.
Absolutely. Listen to this ad just from the Ted Cruz Super PAC. They just released this ad against Marco Rubio.
Oh, yeah.
Why are Marco Rubio's rhino donors attacking Ted Cruz for fighting Barack Obama's NSA spying? Because Ted Cruz is surging in the polls, and Rubio's people are desperate. Desperate because Rubio stood with Obama and Chuck Schumer on his Gang of Eight amnesty scheme, and it's hurting. So Rubio's lashing out, attacking Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz stood up to Obama and clamped down on Obama's NSA spying. And Ted Cruz has been the top voice against Obama's radical agenda. Marco Rubio, he ran for Senate as a Tea Party candidate, but when he got elected, Rubio teamed up with Mitch McConnell, John McCain, and Lindsey Graham to fight against everything we believe in. Enough is enough. After 8 years of Obama and weak Republicans who coddle and enable him, it's time. Time for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz for president. Now, before it's too late. Courageous conservatives PAC pay for this ad and is solely responsible for its contents. Now,
that's rich.
We pay for this ad.
Wow.
Well, the interesting thing about it is I'm glad personally that that ad is running, because Marco Rubio is a great guy, and I really do like him as a young, up-and-coming member of the Republican Party.
Yeah, and we still need people like that in Congress.
But he is weak on immigration.
Yeah.
He is. He can't. There's no way around that. It's that the Gang of Eight problem is a lingering issue, just like for Chris Christie hugging Barack Obama on the tarmac at an airport in New Jersey is. As a conservative, you just can't shake that image from your mind. It's really hard to get rid of. Compromise is the devil that has put us in the situation we're in today in Washington, D.C. Too much spending. And people willing to come along to get along has left us with the $18+ trillion debt that we face. That's not going away anytime soon. And if we continue to compromise, it'll never go away. I mean, you've got to have somebody who's willing to stand up and say no. With Rubio, you know that if he gets elected, and there are polls that show a head-to-head matchup with Hillary Clinton, he'd win. If he gets elected, there will be comprehensive immigration.
Yeah, the weakness will come out in that area right there.
And comprehensive immigration control or policy is simply another word for amnesty. So it's going to happen. It is. We continue to follow the breaking news in Colorado. It appears three officers were among those hurt. We've not heard any words of any fatalities yet. We know the shooting is near a Planned Parenthood facility. We're going to monitor the feeds, and we'll bring you the latest on that coming up. You're listening to The Dana Show. I'm Mark Cox, in on a Friday. We're back in just a minute.
We have the same nose, same clothes, homegrown, a stone's throw from a creek we used to roam. But it would remind us of when nothing really mattered. Out of student loans and treehouse homes, we all would take the ladder. My name's blurry face, and I don't care what you think.
This is The Dana Show.
My name's blurry face, and I wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
If your computer's running slow, go to myclaimpc.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. Pushy, high-pressure salesmen, they try to scare you and lock you into a long-term contract. And then you get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. These are the good guys. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home every second of the day. And in an emergency, they're instantly there to make sure you're okay and alert the police. And it's just $14.99 per month. It's award-winning protection for less than half of what most companies charge, with no contracts or commitments. Protect your home with the alarm I trust. Visit SimpliSafeDana.com. Go now to get my exclusive 10% discount. SimpliSafeDana.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you an artist, artisan, craftsman, or purveyor of fine goods?
Come be a part of Red Town Market,
Redding's new holiday tradition.
You'll have the opportunity to showcase your work and goods to thousands in our community.
There'll be live music, wine tasting, local coffee roasters, and vendors just like you, creating an amazing retail experience to kick off the holiday season. That's November 28th at the Redding Civic Auditorium.
Apply online at reddingcivic.com
or call 229-0036.
Red Town Market is a juried event. Vendors are considered independent contractors and are solely responsible for federal, state, and local laws regarding permits, sales tax withholding, reporting, and all other legal requirements.
Red Town Market, your new holiday tradition.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, Linda Bott here from KCNR.
And Nathan Parmalee from Redding's own Civic Auditorium.
The Redding Civic is bringing the excitement to its newly updated theater. The 2015-2016 season promises to wow you and include a 15% savings option when you purchase tickets to three or more shows.
So start your holiday season with the exquisite artistry of Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Enjoy heartfelt Christmas classics with the Oak Ridge Boys Christmas Show and take in the stunning debut of the Civic's very own production of Christmas Carol, A Love Story.
2016 kicks off with the pop culture phenomenon of Flashdance the Musical,
the devilishly funny production of C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters,
the wildly theatrical show Blue Man Group, and the fun family experience of Chris Perandi's Stunt Dog Experience.
For tickets and more, visit ReddingCivic.com or the Redding Civic box office.
See you at the show!
Lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
It's embarrassing.
Glad you're back with us on The Dana Show. You know, just earlier in the show, we were talking about social media and really kind of what a barometer it is, of how much of a barometer it can be of what's going on in the country. And my argument is it depends on how involved people are who are active in social media. as to there was a poll out determining kind of what the most conversation was around the dinner table based on tweets. So when we went to Thanksgiving dinner yesterday, the rule was if you, to the kids, is take your phone and put it in your pocket. You're not going to spend all day staring into that looking glass in front of you off in some other world when you're supposed to be talking to your relatives.
Right.
When tragedy strikes, like the situation that's unfolding in Colorado Springs, it reaches a whole new level of ridiculousness. So we complain as conservatives that whenever there's a shooting on a campus, the liberals on the media are very quick to jump to the conclusion that it must have been some conservative nut job who had too many guns. Because, of course, there are gun show loopholes and all of that other non-existent gobbledygook they talk about all the time.
Right. It can't just be a crazy person.
Let me, just all you have to do is go on Twitter and search Colorado Springs, or Rachel, who's in the studio with us today, was nice enough to point this out to me. And the whack jobs are at it already. Now, folks, bear in mind, we don't know yet what happened there. We know that it happened with somebody who's inside of Planned Parenthood shooting out a window at people outside of a Planned Parenthood. We know that at least three officers have been hurt. They say now that the it looks like the situation is contained. We don't know if the guy's in custody yet. We know nothing about him. Just listen to the tweets that have gone out so far from a local brain surgeon named Kristen.
A local brain surgeon?
I'm teasing.
Okay.
Her handle is at Maggie Scully. When will this country fear all of these white men with guns the same way they fear Syrian refugees? Hashtag Colorado Springs.
Because I legally carry, I'm not afraid of any white guys with guns or black guys with guns.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, no kidding.
So,
what's happening in Colorado Springs is terrorism. There's no other way to cut it. Quote, I'm pro-life, so I shoot people, end quote. Sure, says Cliff Blazinski.
That's called the straw man argument.
Fellow brain surgeon. it really just goes down from there. The leftists have already determined that this has to be some anti-abortionist who went in and did this. What if it was some crazy pro-abortionist inside the clinic?
Yeah, now he's...
We don't know.
He's perceiving it's like he's protecting the clinic right now.
It gets to the point of just silliness. And, you know, it's another thing you could point out about the 24-hour news cycle. So I'm sure we're watching Fox News right now, their live feed, CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, Fox Business News. I'm sure they're all tuned to this. So you've got mass... numbers of journalists who have time to fill and very little information.
Right. Especially on a day like today.
So you're going to get a lot of speculation. The reporters in Colorado have already said we can't get close to the scene.
We could actually just interpret this thing as, you know, Planned Parenthood are just always attracting guns. You know what I mean? Like, that's how much it makes sense to make the other argument with the Syrian refugees thing. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
The early... article put out by ABC and one of the ABC affiliates and somebody in Colorado and another one used the first half of their copy to describe what few facts they knew about this and the second half to describe the recent controversy surrounding Planned Parenthood and the issues about funding. Somehow, as if there's a correlation.
Yeah.
No, nobody knows.
We don't have a clue right now.
I mean, I hope that that's not what it is, but I don't know.
So when you talk about the Thanksgiving testimonials from everybody on Twitter,
yeah,
let's consider what we're getting.
I'm just saying. I don't know that you're necessarily getting a good indication there when you wet your finger and stick it up in the air and see what's blowing back at you. Another report, just in on the Drudge Report, says that the Chicago Magnificent Mile has been shut down due to protests over the Laquan McDonald shooting.
What's the protest? What are they protesting? Are they protesting that he was charged?
They're protesting that it took so long to charge him, and they're upset over the video that finally showed up a year after his shooting death.
Yeah.
But the interesting thing, of course, Jesse Jackson's there. Imagine that.
It's crazy.
I'm sure that if the Reverend Al is not there yet, he is winging it in right now. Mentioned this earlier that there's no excuse for, I don't think, for what we saw in that video. That's not what I'm excusing. But the point I made earlier here on the Dana Show is that, folks, the frustration is legitimate from the standpoint that if you look at the video, there's no reason this kid should have been shot. But they need to refocus that anger on the mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, and his police chief and the top prosecutor. Think back to Ferguson. So the Ferguson shooting happens. Bob McCullough, the prosecutor, comes out, announces the investigation, and was about as open about the whole thing as he could be, and made sure that the entire grand jury investigation was released to the public so they could see what the testimony was. He did that right up front and still was battered by the media.
Yeah.
And in this case, they've had this information for a year, and they paid off the mother, paid her $5 million to shut her up. This is wrong. But it's not indicative of what goes on all over the country. This is a Democratic administration, a Democratic city council, a Democratic left-wing police department that wants to ban all guns. That's what you got. You got to look at the source. 866-455-9797. That's the number to the Dana Show. Mark Cox in the chair today. Much more still ahead.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, with our streaming audio feed, live at KCNR1460.com.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Space Available. When Whitney, a Tri-Counties Bank teller, noticed property owner Roberta Savelli depositing rent checks, a little bell went off. She thought Roberta might want to learn about the commercial lending programs available at Tri-Counties Bank. So she walked Roberta over and introduced her to Ken Rory, a Tri-Counties Bank business relationship manager. After a thorough review, Ken and his astute loan team discovered better financing options for her rental properties and saved Roberta a bundle in loan payments, increasing her cash flow and allowing her to acquire more properties. Signs point to a thriving future. Commercial real estate financing, cash management services, space to grow. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, Christmas is coming next, so Kathy's got gift cards that you can get for the person that has everything. We have a whole bunch of new Toyo Tommy kerosene heaters in for Christmas and ready to go. Kurt and Ricky are delivering kerosene everywhere in the mountains. Cody and Gary are doing a lot in the plant, filling clear pearl for the portable heaters and propane bottles and bulk oil. And thank you to all the customers of ours that use the Muse card locks for trucks, cars, and equipment. Mike Alcorn, the driver of our shiny truck and trailer, has Driver of the Month award for cleanest truck. Robin is doing a great job keeping up with all of our ag customers in corning and deliveries. Joe at Weaverville plant is very busy filling propane bottles and kerosene. Northern Lights Energy, keeping families warm, tanks full, and always there before you need us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, I'm going to live while I'm alive. Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, kcnr1460.com. My website, consciouslivingyoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is proudly sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, Gorilla Bites, and Fields Jewelers.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality healthcare is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
The unmistakable sound of the Temptations. Motown comes to Reading. Sunday, December 6th at 7 p.m. Live in concert, it's the Temptations at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Don't miss the Temptations. More than 50 years, hit after hit from the Temptations. Now live in Reading at the Civic Auditorium. Tickets are on sale now. Go to the Civic box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the incredible Motown sound of the Temptations. The smooth stepping and flawless presentation of flair, flash, and class come to the Reading Civic Auditorium with the Temptations live in concert December 6th. Get your tickets now at the box office. Call 229-0022 or online at readingcivic.com for the Temptations.
Hey, this is Carl Bach from Free Fire Radio. Tune in from 7 to 9, Monday through Friday, for Free Fire Radio and hear what's going on in this town. Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call. KCNR 1460.
Now everybody, have you heard? If you're in the game, well then the stroke's the word. Don't take no rebound, don't take no style.
Talk lines are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
This is going to be huge.
The Donald there not backing off of... I'm backing off of his claims about this reporter reported 14 years ago who he now says he can't remember. I'm sorry. I have no sympathy for the New York Times. None. And I'm not convinced that Trump was mocking the fact that this guy has some sort of disability. I just don't think that he was. He even referred to him as this nice guy, but when he...
I stick up for myself.
Yeah. He sticks up for himself. We're also following the situation out of Colorado Springs and the situation out of Chicago on this Black Friday, where a protest with 3,000 people in it has apparently shut down the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, which just, you know, what a day it must be in down there when we know the malls and everything are crowded in St. Louis and other cities across the country, to think what the Magnificent Mile must be like on Black Friday with people bustling up and down that street.
It's intentionally
chosen. They've shut it down.
Yeah, it's intentionally chosen today.
Led by Jesse Jackson and apparently the school union in Chicago, the teachers union also called for this protest. So, yeah. Don't care. I guess they're going to get their point across. Where they need to be protesting is outside of City Hall in Chicago. That's where the decision was made to hold this tape for a year.
Everybody knows what I'm saying is true.
That's kind of sad, isn't it? It really is. Let me get to Judy. Judy, thanks for calling in. You're on the Dana Show.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have covered so many and touched on so many subjects today and topics. And I'm calling in particularly about the getting out the vote. And I have I know that many of the College Democrat students are very, very active on campus, getting people lined up for voting. And the Republican college students, college Republican, have been doing the same thing, but they're pretty much outnumbered. And what I am concerned about is that it's just getting everybody out to get registered and voted. I work for the Board of Election Commissioners in the county as a supervisor. And our most important job is to protect the vote. One legal American voter, one legal American vote. And one of my concerns, some friends and I called and everybody we could possibly on the Judiciary Committee when A.G. Lynn's confirmation hearings came up. Attorney General Lynn is on record in the state of New York as being totally against voter ID laws. And I think most citizens don't realize that with it is possible that President Obama could order the Department of Justice not to prosecute state voter ID fraud cases. And that would, again, create more chaos, of course. And what I'd like to do is just to encourage all of your listeners to take on the most important job, and that is getting out the vote, making sure that people are registered, and going a step further, talking to their legislators to make sure that they protect the voter ID laws. And California, as you know, gave driver's license to illegals along with a few other states. And one form of ID is a driver's license.
Right.
So there has to be something done in every state legislation to update those laws and make sure that people are registered and that when they go to the poll to vote that they are legal.
Judy, it's a great point. I've made that argument before myself. I mean, the fact that people have to have driver's license to operate a motor vehicle increase or decrease the amount of illegal drivers on the road. You know there are going to be people out there trying it, but as long as you know that if you're caught, there's a consequence for it, you're less likely to do it.
Absolutely. And it's just, you know, this, and I hate to say this, but there are a lot of illegals that have driver's license who cannot even read English. And this is a problem because there's been many accidents. I have been in Dallas.
Yeah.
And they, you know, and around that area, and there's accidents all the time with people who cannot read English and they have driver's license, and it's dangerous. But basically, these people can use those for, you know, to vote.
Right.
And I think that we need to make sure everybody out there needs to make it their you know, job, and especially with the primaries coming up, but it's by, you know, November 2016, they need to make sure that legal American voters are voting and
sure.
to protect the integrity of the vote. I mean, that is the most important job as a supervisor and the Board of Election Commissioners have.
That's the key, yeah.
And we need people who are going to volunteer and who are going to, you know, get involved. And there's so much passion that you read about on Twitter about every subject
and
Facebook. But we need them to put action behind their passion.
Judy, thank you for calling on the
Dana
Show today.
Thank you for all you do.
Oh, I appreciate you. Thank you very much. It's a good point. I think that you'll see more activity as there become fewer candidates. The Democrats pretty much know who their candidate's going to be at this point. A little easier for them to get out and campaign against anything Republican. But once there's somebody out there who we can identify with, I think that's going to make a big difference. You know, it's funny, she talked about how driver's licenses are so easy for somebody who's illegal to get them. Some states are issuing them. They have a California is a good one. California has a statewide effort to get driver's license applications into the hands of illegal immigrants.
How is logic so often just ignored? Like, I don't see how that's possible.
They expect 1.4 million people in California, illegals, to seek a driver's license.
And that's enough to sway votes.
Oh, it's aimed at making immigrants' lives easier.
Well, that'll sway the vote, won't it?
And then, you know what else they're going to do? You know, in a lot of states, you can't license your car unless you can prove you have auto insurance. So they're going to start a program that will subsidize these people so that they can buy car insurance.
Wow.
That doesn't mean they all will, but they're going to subsidize them so that they can.
It works so great with the Affordable Care Act. they have to mimic it.
Please sign up for Obamacare. It works if you don't.
It hasn't even been fully implemented, and it's collapsing in every effort. I mean, in every area. It's crazy.
Yeah, Judy brings up a good point about that. So I'm glad. I hope people get out there and vote. You know, my daughter is a college student in the state of Kentucky. And she comes home to me and she says before the most recent round of elections, Dad, when Mitch McConnell's being challenged by that Allison Lundergan Grimes or whatever her name is, I think she's going to win. Because everywhere I go, all I see are Grimes signs. I'm like, honey, that's a microcosm. You're in a liberal university campus surrounded by homes that are owned by liberal university professors, and they all have signs for the liberal in their front yard. But that's not what's going to happen statewide. And sure enough, you know, McConnell ended up winning it, right, as I fully expected. She was surprised. I'm like, don't get too worried about that.
It's like your point on Twitter, where only a certain fraction of people, like you said, a microcosm of kids are tweeting what their experiences are. And people take that as though the entire country feels that way. It's not the case.
Right. Very true. Guess what's going on in Paris? Of course, the president's planning to attend this this effort to affect climate change, one of these climate change seminars. So apparently skeptics are going to host their own meeting in the same town at the same time. Which is really kind of bold. They'll probably get raided or something and shut down because the thought police don't want you to vary at all on this whole issue.
Right.
Now, I don't know about you, but in my break from Turkey yesterday, when I was able to step outside in short sleeves and watch
amazing.
The kids play basketball or pass football or whatever they wanted to do, I became a big fan of climate change.
Yeah.
I would like to endorse it. Thank you.
I was glad the climate changed temporarily, like. That it did yesterday.
This is the Dana Show. I'm Mark Cox, filling in for Dana today. She will be back with you on Monday. You can follow her on Twitter at DLash. You can follow me on Twitter at MarkCox971. We're back in a minute.
Right in my face.
This is The Dana Show.
I'm really serious about my health, and so I'm doing something for it. It's called Super Beets, a circulation superfood powder that helps support my heart and healthy blood pressure, too. I have amazing energy and amazing stamina as well. The New York Times calls beets fitness in a glass, and with Super Beets, I get all of the benefits without the bad taste, calories, or added sugar. Each canister of Super Beets gives me 90 non-GMO beets that taste great. Mix it in water or a smoothie for a jitter-free energy boost. You'll love the taste of Super Beets and feel results in as little as 20 minutes, guaranteed, or you don't pay. Call 1-800-664-5617 or go to danashootsbeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. You'll also get the free book Beat the Odds and free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the result that you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed or your money back. That's 1-800-664-5617, danashootsbeets.com. November winds mean a breath of fresh air, and nobody understands that better than Blinds.com. Whether the cool winds have you thinking of insulating cellular shades or some other window option, Blinds.com's U.S.-based design consultants will help you every step of the way, from selecting the right styles and colors to measuring and installation. As one customer put it, you guys are the kings, not just of blinds, but of how the online ordering process should work. It was flawless, it was seamless, it was a breath of fresh air. And what more could you want, especially as cooler weather and holiday guests are arriving? Blinds.com's design experts are available by phone, email, or live chat and make ordering and installation easy. And if you mismeasure, their SureFit guarantee will make it right. Go to Blinds.com now and look for the biggest sales of the year this month. And also, mention you heard it here when you check out. Get free samples, free shipping, free expert advice, and prices far lower than those in stores. You'll see easy in a whole new light with Blinds.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
The holidays are on us at Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased. Treat yourself to a 2015 Optima, 2016 Forte, 2016 Sportage, 2016 Sorento, or a 2016 Soul, and Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you. Plus, when the holidays are on us, your first payment won't be due until spring. That's 5 months. What will you do with all that extra money during the holidays? This is the best sale we've had all year at Redding Kia. Kia Motors will make your first two payments for you, and you don't have to make a payment until next spring. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and enjoy your holidays. Plus, tax, license, government fees, any dealer documentation charges, and any emission testing charges. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. For details, see retailer or go to Kia.com. On approval of credit, must finance through Kia Motors Finance, subject to prior sale, ends 1/4/16. The holidays are on us, Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, PCP 31143.
Are open now at 866-455-9797. This is The Dana Show.
A little further to, I guess, to the north.
This is a Colorado Springs police officer who's been on Fox News.
We are not evacuating any of the neighborhoods to the north. We ask that people stay off of Centennial Boulevard because it is closed.
The party that's ready back and forth in the field by the west side near the quarry.
Is there anything else?
Sorry about that.
We do not know whether he is contained or not at this point. We can't verify.
Do we know, are there still what would have been customers inside of some of these?
There are still people inside of the different businesses.
So is there
we have put officers and detectives into the different businesses at this point.
Is there a possibility of hostages?
There is that possibility. There are a lot of possibilities with the scenario. As I said, it is very active, and we are working our way through it. Okay.
A lot of cop talk there, but at least they've come out and said something now. They still don't have this situation in Colorado Springs contained. If you are just tuning in to the Dana Show, they've had a shooting near a Planned Parenthood clinic. Various reports of whether or not it was coming, the shots were coming from outside or inside the clinic.
Right. There's reports of both, actually.
But it does appear that, by some reports, the shots were coming out of the windows of this clinic.
Yeah.
At least three police officers have been wounded. No fatalities that we're aware of. They've kind of got the area contained, but they don't have whoever it is in custody yet. Social media is going crazy about it, and we're trying to follow some of that. There are even reports... the Gateway Pundit is reporting that the name of someone they say may have posted on social media prior to doing this. But there's really no confirmation of whether or not that's the actual guy that's involved.
Right.
So, bottom line is we don't know.
Why do we always point to an alignment of a person who does this as opposed to just knowing that the person who did it is crazy? The person who did it is not right.
No.
And not correct, nor do they represent anyone. So it's like, I don't get why we jump to that conclusion when we don't even have all the facts, as this is a live situation going on right now.
Before the end of the day, I would expect the President of the United States to come out and issue a statement that if he'd had a son, no, I'm just, I have wrong incident.
It'd be
I'm
a
sorry.
Refugee.
That this is because guns are too easily available and we need to do something about this. And it won't really matter the circumstances or the details or whether it would have made a bit of difference in this situation. If it fits the agenda, that's how they'll use it. Just like Newtown.
Yeah, and three police officers were shot.
Right.
So what we're dealing with here is a situation where the person clearly doesn't have any respect for cops. You know what I mean? So let's respect the cops for having to do what they do. On a day like today.
Amen. Amen. So just this news just kind of breaking is that, you know, I mentioned earlier that it's Black Friday. It's supposed to be a day to spend money and smile and stand in lines at 5 in the morning to get a cheap pair of socks or a cheap television or a cheap laptop, whatever the case may be. In Chicago, they've shut down Black Friday effectively in the downtown area. Because of people protesting the murder of a teenager up there. This was not a random shutdown. The story out now is that Jesse Jackson and the Chicago's Teachers Union paid for a robocall encouraging people to show up to protest in downtown Chicago. So much for the random nature of protests. But they're also, and this is going to get under the skin of all the Democrats, because it's just like the situation at the University of Missouri and the other universities. They are sowing the crop which they have they're reaping the crop which they've sown.
Right.
Okay, that's what's going on. They've let this thing fester and they've coddled it. The Democrats in this case have let this thing fester and they've coddled it and they've blown oxygen onto the flames every chance they get, hoping it'll further their cause. And then all of a sudden it blows up in their face and it's coming back to bite them. The chickens have come home to roost, is what Reverend Wright said. Correct me if I'm wrong. Listen to this report out of the city of Chicago about these protests and exactly who they're going to be targeting.
We're all out here at this street shutting down Michigan Avenue, telling people don't shop, and telling people Chicago's mad. We're angry.
Hundreds of protesters filled Chicago's Magnificent Mile, aiming to shut down the luxury shopping corridor on Black Friday. They're angry about the shooting death of Laquan McDonald, who was shot 16 times by police officer Jason Van Dyke last year. He's been charged with first-degree murder. Anger boiled over this week after Chicago police released dashcam video of the moment the 17-year-old was shot. Reverend Jesse Jackson is calling officials who saw the tape and did nothing accomplices in McDonald's murder.
That's what we need, a full, impartial federal investigation so as to know who saw what, when, and why was the tape suppressed for 13 months.
The crowd is demanding the resignation of the lead prosecutor in the case, the mayor, and police superintendent, as well as a federal probe into the Chicago PD.
We need immediate firing, a resignation of Anita Alvarez. We need Mayor Rahm Emanuel to resign. We need Superintendent McCarthy to resign, and not to be in a system where cops who kill our people not only take our lives, they take our money, and they do not invest in our future.
Meanwhile, police superintendent
Gary McCarthy... Well, in this particular case, they gave some of that money back. I mean, I understand the anger in this case. When you watch the video, understand the anger. But bear in mind, if you're just tuning in, the city of Chicago paid $5 million in hush money to this kid's family so this video wouldn't get out. So she's absolutely right calling for Mayor Emanuel and the prosecutor and the police chief to resign. All of them. All of them ought to go. Did I do that?
No, I did that. See, we do a little thing called Today in Stupidity. And
yes.
Because today's a whole new day, and, you know, stupidity reinvents itself every single day.
It does.
We want to bring it to the public and tell people about it. So, Juliette Kayyem is claiming that anti-Islam talk from candidates, which is how they categorize it. It isn't about, you know, being safe.
Radical Islamic
or anything like
Muslims.
That. Right.
Yes.
It's actually making us unsafe.
An ocean protects us, and our immigration and surveillance protect us. That does not mean that there aren't lone wolves
right.
out there who
right.
have been inspired, and that is why you hearing all this talk of see something, say something, be
so
engaged
vital.
With your neighbors,
so, yeah.
come out, because the only way those things are going to stop is if communities look around and see
and
what's going
together.
On. And to be honest, Michaela, you know, that is why all this sort of anti-Islam talk and that you're hearing in the political space is actually
yeah.
making us less safe. We need to engage everyone.
It's making us unsafe. It's not letting you keep an eye on things for your neighbors. Folks, I hope you had a great Black Friday. I hope you got a great deal. Hope you had a healthy, happy Thanksgiving. I'm Mark Cox, in for the Dana Show. She'll be back on Monday.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. A shooting and standoff at a Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood facility Friday is over. Police Lieutenant Catherine Buckley says three people died, but the rest of the people who were injured are expected to survive.
We had four civilians transported to local hospitals with gunshot wounds. We had five officers transported to local hospitals with gunshot wounds. The nine individuals that were transported are in good condition at this time.
Of the three deaths, one of them was University of Colorado, Colorado Springs campus police officer. Negotiators eventually were able to talk the gunman, Robert Lewis Deere of North Carolina, out of the building without further incident. Chicago police announced an arrest in the execution-style killing of a 9-year-old boy earlier this month. Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy says the 27-year-old man has a violent history.
Corey Morgan is a documented gang member, a convicted felon, and as you know, we picked him up just a couple of weeks ago with yet another firearm. So he has a pending gun arrest along with a history.
Brian Hurley with the National Weather Service says parts of the southern plains could be in for some flooding over the next few days.
Northeast Texas especially, and kind of an axis into southeast Oklahoma, into Arkansas, you know, we expect 3 to 4 inches of additional rainfall.
Heavy rain continues to pelt the DFW area, causing widespread flooding. Search and rescue crews say swift high waters are preventing teams from resuming their search for a woman whose car was swept from a bridge in Fort Worth. Three deaths have been attributed to flooding. Black Friday turned into protest Friday in some cities. In Chicago, Black Lives Matter sympathizers took to the city's Magnificent Mile district to block shoppers from gaining access to stores as a way of protesting the police shooting of a teen last year. four people were arrested. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Get better than Black Friday deals at Lumber Liquidators Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Every floor in stock is on sale, including all pre-finished hardwood on sale from an unheard of 89 cents. All wood look tile on sale from 79 cents. All laminate and vinyl flooring on sale from an unbeatable 39 cents. Plus, save on bamboo, tools, installation, and more deals in your local store. And pay no interest till 2018. Who said Black Friday was the only day to save? Get deals all week at the Yellow and Black Friday Flooring Sale. Going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Today through Cyber Monday, Ancestry is offering the lowest price of the year on Ancestry DNA at TryAncestry.com. It's an unbelievable discount on a simple test that lets you look 1,000 years into your family's ethnic past. Also through Monday, save big on all Ancestry memberships. Give the gift of family and uncover the mysteries of your ancestors and ethnic origins. This offer is only available through Monday at TryAncestry.com. That's TryAncestry.com.
A pair of baby red pandas at the Philadelphia Zoo have been named after two of the city's most famous residents, Betsy and Benjamin.
Zoo officials say the names, paying tribute to Betsy Ross and Benjamin Franklin, were the big favorites in a public naming contest. The cub's birth in June is considered important for red panda conservation, since the species is vulnerable in the wild. Unlike giant pandas, red pandas are not members of the bear family. They're slightly larger than domestic cats and kind of look like raccoons.
Correspondent Rich Thomason says the brother and sister made their public debut just over a week ago. The man accused of jumping the White House fence Thursday, draped in an American flag, had left a suicide note telling his mother she may never see him again. 22-year-old Joseph Caputo made a brief court appearance Friday, was ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the White House.
A Marine band played as a horse-drawn carriage delivered the official White House Christmas tree on Friday. First Lady Michelle Obama was on hand to receive the tree at the North Portico.
It's beautiful. It's going to work. We'll get it in the house.
This year's tree is a Fraser fir grown in Pennsylvania that stands more than 18 feet tall and will be displayed in the Blue Room of the White House. The First Lady says this year's tree will honor the military. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Third-ranked Iowa completed its first perfect regular season in 93 years with a 28-20 win over Nebraska and Lincoln. 18th-ranked Oregon beat Oregon State 52-42. In the Apple Cup, Washington routed 20th-ranked Washington State 45-10, and 21st-ranked Houston beat 16th-ranked Navy 52-31. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
So, Chris, December 8th, Haven's monthly Second Tuesday Club is meeting for lunch at Jersey Mike's Subs.
Lunch in a submarine and I have to wear a jersey?
It's a sub sandwich location, not a submarine in the water. Join us for lunch Tuesday, December 8th at Jersey Mike's on Browning Street next to Trader Joe's. Your support will allow Haven to continue to help thousands of animals with shelter and homes as Jersey Mike's kindly donates a portion of the proceeds to Haven Humane's efforts.
Well, I think lunch in a submarine would be really cool and I'd love to wear my favorite team jersey.
Yeah, great.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Yeah. I wonder about this. What do you think about this? In Illinois, lawmakers have proposed a new approach to preventing domestic violence. Some believe training salon workers could help save lives. They are looking to the beauty profession to help spot ugly situations at home. They believe training salon workers could help... Your buzz grunting. Could save lives. Women go to the salon for a new... But put Leon on hold, please. Hey, Leon, from Leon's Hair Affair. Hey, Leon. Leon.
Yeah.
Get in the phone. Get right in the phone so I can hear you, dude.
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I want to get you on a good phone line. Get him on a good phone line. Get him in the phone. I want him to hear this story. Women go to the salon because Leon is in South Central Los Angeles, and his slogan is...
If your hair is not becoming to you, then you should be coming to us.
If your hair is not becoming to you,
right.
Then you should be coming to us. Best slogan ever. And he's still there at South Central at Broadway, on Broadway in Los Angeles, in South Central L.A., Leon's Hair Affair. Leon, I want to make sure I get the right address, and I want to tell you the story. Leon, what is your right address? Broadway and what in South Central?
My right address is 6027 South Broadway.
But isn't it Broadway
and... I'm between Gage and Slauson, South Broadway.
Okay, well, I can barely hear you, but listen to me carefully. I want you to hear the story. Well, in Illinois...
Well,
hello.
If I put the phone any closer, I have it in my mouth.
If your hair ain't becoming to you...
You should be coming to me.
That's right, Leon. This guy's the one and only. I'm telling you. And let me just read this story to you, because as soon as I read this, I thought about you. Now, Leon runs Leon's Hair Affair in South Central Los Angeles. And we met for the very first time when Clinton was visiting L.A. And the L.A. Times had a front page photo of Bill Clinton in a motorcade. And behind Bill Clinton, everyone was looking at Bill Clinton in the motorcade, and what I noticed was this giant sign behind the motorcade route that said, Leon's Hair Affair. If your hair ain't becoming to you, you should be coming to us. With a big phone number, right, Leon?
That's right.
And then I called Leon, and next thing you know, we became fast friends. We've met. We've gone out to dinner. We've had a lovely time. And I just enjoy you, and you're really one of the smartest guys I've known. So when I thought about this story, I thought, well, this is a good story. Now, number one, you still cut hair in South Central?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm still doing the same thing, Johnny.
Good. So am I. And you're still only cutting women's hair. This is the important part.
That's it. Just women.
And Leon, explain to the people why you only cut women's hair in South Central L.A.
Because they pay more money.
And? There's another reason. Well, that's one good reason.
They pay more money. But, and men, the average man haircut is $20. And it takes too much time. It's not worth it. So I do women hair. If you can make women look pretty, you can make a decent living. Women pay a lot more.
Women pay more, but you also told me something else. You said if you had men and women combined, women aren't—they're not relaxed enough. They're all, a man in a woman's salon mixing them together, making it a men and women's salon makes that men are there to hit up on women, and women are not comfortable with that. They want to come in and they want to relax and they want to share stories and they want to tell stories, and they don't want to be hit on while they're getting their hair done.
Right. Women like to talk to me. They like to have me all by themselves so they can tell me all their problems. And they don't want men around, and when they come in from work, sometimes they're dressed in suits and they want to put on a robe, and they'll pull their blouse off in front of me, but they're not going to pull their blouse off when the man is sitting around, you know. So they like me to themselves because they tell me all their problems.
Did you just say they like to come into your salon in South Central L.A. and pull off their bras?
No, they like to pull a blouse off. I feel like if they wear a blouse and they got on a suit.
I see.
Pull the top part off.
Okay, because I'd like to
see
them visiting
there. No,
they
don't show their
titties,
John.
All right, now, the weird thing you just said. Now, let me ask you, did you know the story I'm going to tell you about the Illinois lawmakers proposing this approach to prevent domestic violence by training salon workers? Do you know about this?
Yeah, just ask me anything. I get a lot of that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to tell you a story.
Well, wait. Hold on, Leon, because I want to make sure the audience understands what I'm talking about. So in Illinois, lawmakers have proposed this approach to preventing domestic violence. What they want to do is they want to train salon workers like yourself to go ahead and recognize the signs of domestic violence. This would be the first law of its kind in the country. The kind of openness that has Illinois lawmakers looking to require a mandatory hour of training for nail technicians and hairdressers to help spot signs of abuse when renewing their license every 2 years. They can't get a license, they're saying, if they don't know and they don't pass this domestic violence test. So they say the reason they can spot is because women come into a salon and they end up spilling secrets about struggles at home. It's very intimate. When you know them, you trust them, you come back, they do your hair. You find that to be true? You think this is a good law?
Well, yes, it's a good law, but when they talk to you about domestic violence and things that happen to them, you can't give them any advice about it unless they ask you. All you can do is listen. Because I have several of them that come in and say things. But see, once you get into that, then you put yourself at risk. You know what I mean? Because pretty soon they're going to tell their husband that you talk to them about it, and then you in trouble.
Oh, boy. I never thought it was like
so
that.
So you just give them. So I have a lady that came in once, and she had five staples in her head. And her boyfriend had hit her in the head with a pipe. And so first he broke her arm. And she told me about it, and I talked with him about it, and he told me some bad words, which I can't say on the air.
So she tells you, she confides in you because you're doing her hair, and she says she had what in her head was in her head? I'm losing you a little bit. What was in her head?
He hit her in the head with a pipe.
Five times.
A metal pipe. Can you hear me now?
Yes, go ahead.
And she went to the doctor. The paramedics came. I picked her up, took her to the doctor. They had to put five staples in her scalp to seal that part up.
Okay.
But they gave him 5 years in prison for that.
Okay, but wait. Now, based on this, where they want to train these salon workers like yourself to hear women's problems and recognize domestic abuse, you recognize it. You said you talked to the man himself that hit this woman. You went to him directly?
Yes.
And he said to you, basically, I'm going to try to paraphrase Leon. You tell me if I'm even close. He said to you at Leon's Hair Affair in South Central L.A., he said to you, Leon, I'm going to take your little head. I'm going to smash the crap out of you. Why don't you stay out of my business? Mind your own.
Yes. That's close. Now, that's what they would say to me.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
now.
You're right.
Now, but here's what they're saying. They're basing this entire thing on, if the law passes in Illinois, salon employees would not be blamed for failing to intervene in a domestic violence situation. But there are resources for victims in every state online. So all you'd have to do is call someone and say, hey, I'm talking to this lady. She got five staples in her head. Her boss is beating her with a pipe. And they wouldn't know it's coming from you.
They wouldn't know it's coming from me?
I think they still would know it's coming from you.
No, I can't take that chance. See, where my shop is, when you get into domestic violence, when women talk to you about stuff, they talk to you, that's secretly. You can't say anything about that, is because then they'd be trying to beat me in the head with a pipe. The area my shop is in, you can't, I mean, the women tell me about those things, but you can't intervene. You can only give them advice, and they don't say anything, but they might, and if they do, you're in trouble.
Okay,
I got in trouble once before.
Okay, but wait, how'd you get in trouble?
I got in trouble because this lady wanted to get away from this pimp. So I told her what to do, and the pimp came to me and told me. He said, look, Leon, just do have somebody to put their hands on the baby. Just do the bitch's hair and don't be trying to tell her what to do, because everything you say to her, she come back and tell me.
Okay,
just do her so-and-so hair.
So the pimp comes back to you and does what to you in South Central?
He tells me just do her hair and don't be trying to give her advice, so she ain't going nowhere.
And did he threaten you? Yeah, because she's going to be his girl, his whore for a lifetime. You mind your own business. Did he threaten you physically?
There you go. He said, mind your own business and just do her hair. He said the so-and-so is not going anywhere, and anything you tell her, she's going to come back and tell me.
Right.
So just do the bitch's hair, okay? And that's what I do. I mean, they tell me everything, Johnny, but, hell, I can't tell them nothing. I'll get in trouble. They want to beat me up.
Okay, now wait. So wait a minute. So this is why I'm calling you Leon. Leon from Leon's Hair Affair. If you're hearing me coming to you, you should be coming to him. Broadway,
right.
In Los Angeles, in South Central L.A. Now,
yes.
Okay, and he's still there, and he's. I'll give you the number and everything. I said, this guy is the real deal. But the reason, as soon as I saw this, I thought, Leon talks to women every single day, and as you just said, they talk to you, they open up, they tell you about their domestic troubles and their violence and getting beat by their husbands, or in some cases, their pimps. Which,
yes.
Okay. And this law says that they're going to train employees like you to intervene, but you don't want to intervene, do you?
It's too dangerous.
But would you? But Leon, let me see if this law, if this law goes, would you be?
Right, are you sure that that says intervene?
Yeah, in Illinois.
I mean, are you sure?
Here's exactly what it says. Here's what it says.
It seems like it's just training the hairstylist to recognize signs of abuse, and then they report it to somebody else.
That's intervening.
Well, it's not intervening in your customer's life. You're
Yes, you are, because her husband that beats her is going to get going to be giving him a call then based on Leon or what other salon worker's tip.
But they don't know where the tip comes from.
That's what that's what I'm saying to Leon. I said, but Leon, if you didn't know that's what I'm trying to say. If you as a salon worker, no one knows it's coming from you. You pick up a phone and you dial this line and you tell them, hey, Judy was in here and she is getting abused. They take it from there. They don't know it's you. Would you agree to this?
Johnny, you can't do it. They will find out. I'm telling you. Ain't nothing secret. Anytime you do something like that, for them to prosecute the person, they got to have the source. That's hearsay if they don't have the source. See, I can report something and it won't go nowhere if you don't testify. It has happened to me too many times. I've seen they have some thugs that broke in a person's house. And I called the police and told them, they wasn't going to do anything. The police came to my house. They came to my house. And when I went to court, guess who was in court? The two guys in court. And they said, are those the two guys? I said, I don't know them guys. And guess what else happened? When the court was over and I went to my car, one of them came up to me and said, you did the right thing. They was parked right next to me in the parking place.
Oh, boy.
So
I can't believe
you can't do that. Situation.
I know, of course, because Leon's in, once again, repeating South Central Los Angeles.
That's a different world.
Hey,
it's a different world. I get it. And if it passes in Illinois, it's going to be a miracle, I'm going to tell you. But wait a second. I want to get back to the intervene part for one second. If the law passes, I want to make sure I was clear on that. If the law passes in Illinois, salon employees would not be blamed for failing to intervene in a domestic violence situation. They would not be blamed. All they're asking them to do is they'll point out resources for victims in the state online. You anonymously call in and say, check Judy. But they'll know, like Leon says, they'll know where it came from, won't they?
No, they won't. How do they know? How do they know? The woman in question sees, not only her, but the grocery clerk, toenails.
Maybe it could be the toenail lady, but they are basing it on
Johnny, it's a good law. It's a good law, Johnny. It's nothing wrong with that law if it could be taken, like you said, secretly.
Yes, I agree. Then because these women, they're basing it on the fact that one in four women in America have domestic violence. One in four. And there's going to be a woman in every salon referring to domestic violence to somebody while they're getting their haircut. So they're just hoping that a guy like you or any salon worker, and it would be the first law of its kind in America if it goes through. And they don't feel judged. They talk, they say, because they don't feel judged. You just listen. But you said you don't offer advice. So a lady says to you, oh, man, my old man beat me last night again. Do you don't offer advice?
Yes, I do. I said, well, if he beat you, why are you still with him? Well, I'm afraid of him. Well, I mean, what can I do? You can't come stay with me.
One of the biggest holiday traditions is trimming the tree and putting the lights outside, right? Oh, but then you untangle the lights from the box that's been put away for a year, and you find, oh, wait a minute, these lights don't even work anymore. Don't throw them away. Save time, save money, and save your lights with Lightkeeper Pro, the Yule tool that repairs most light sets in seconds. Invented right here in Chicago, the Lightkeeper Pro was designed specifically for holiday light sets. Everything you need is right there, the tester, the puller, the batteries, and it works like magic. Squeeze the trigger, and your lights are shining bright again. Merry Christmas! It can even fix pre-lit trees, net lights, icicle lights, pre-lit wreaths, and other lit decorations. Now that is a cool Yule tool. With more than 4 million units sold, it's a must-have for your toolbox. Find Lightkeeper Pro in retail outlets that sell holiday decor or order online at lightkeeperpro.com. That's lightkeeperpro.com. Save time, save money, save your lights with Lightkeeper Pro.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNext meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNext meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNext gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNext. Accuracy you can trust.
This Black Friday through Cyber Monday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four qualifying Bridgestone tires. See store or drive a Firestone.com for details. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. Exergen temporal scanner thermometer is a must-have for all busy parents. With just one scan of the forehead, Exergen temporal scanner thermometer takes your child's temperature quickly and accurately. Available at Target and other fine retailers.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray. Works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use. Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
GEICO applauds your inner park ranger.
Mother Nature appreciates the part of you that knows the difference between the red-bellied and the three-toed woodpecker. GEICO also has specialized agents who admire your gusto for the great outdoors. Agents who help with more than just car insurance. These GEICO agents can insure the RV that will take you and the whole family cross-country. The RV that makes National Forest synonymous with Happy Place. So what are you waiting for? 180 types of woodpeckers are ready to be identified.
GEICO for your RV. See how much you could save.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-566-6713, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-566-6713. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-566-6713. That's 800-566-6713.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Now this looks like the spot you see, so everyone can find JB, because life's a little melancholy. You need to start your day with Johnny B. Now this looks like the spot.
Have something to say but no time to talk? Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet away like Larry King does.
What I do is I sit down on Sunday nights and I stream out these thoughts. I don't type them out. My wife sends them out. In other words, I give them to her.
Wait, you just lie there and you shout things?
No, no.
Celery is underrated. Corn cob is a good name for a horse. Is this the, you're just sitting there shouting.
No, what I do is, so it's a stream of consciousness.
I know. They're brilliant.
USA Today. You just let an idea float out.
I love this one. The rat is perfectly named.
That's right. So you know that we're not making it up. On Sunday nights, Larry King begins to tweet. I don't know if some of these are retweets or not, but I'm going to read them anyway because he's out there. Larry King.
A genius. Say it, a genius.
He's a genius, Buzz. I'll have to say it. You've made me say it. I'm now going to say it. Larry King is a genius. Larry King on Twitter at King's Things. My toenails can cut glass. If monkeys are declared human, I'm getting one for the carpool lane. One word for my neighbor's hot niece, drone. When will they learn L.A. doesn't care about football? Larry King on Twitter at King's Things. I'd hate to drown at this age. Yeah, what'd be a good age to drown, Larry? I'm like an old bridge. I'm uptight. Excuse me. I'm like an old bridge, upright but ready to collapse at any moment. Squirrels are as smart as a whip. Honk if you've made John Boehner cry. I keep the thermostat at 78 degrees. Milking a cow is on my bucket list. Take it from me, never manscape with a straight razor if you're over 80. I get goosebumps when I think of Jane Russell. What's wrong with saying squaw? I wonder if Ben Affleck shared his nanny with Matt Damon. Are these retweets? Oh, yeah, this is a retweet. Do I still need to rotate my tires is a retweet. What's that little piece of skin that connects your tongue to the floor of your mouth? Republicans need a pro-choice, half-black, half-Hispanic tranny from a swing state to beat Hillary. All right, Larry. Keep it up. Larry, at King's Things.
Hey, Johnny.
Yes?
Eat me.
All right.
It's Johnny B.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott.
Join us weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Right here on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Euchre and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit. Home mortgage lending. Home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank. Service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
U202, the only restaurant where you can enjoy your favorite cuisine on the river. Now with our new menu additions, including classics like sweet potato fries, U202 burger, fish and chips, and the old hatch cover favorite, Mai Mai Almondine. Also new, 6 unique flatbread pizzas with toppings from beer braised chicken, spicy Italian sausage, to seared wild mushrooms. Try their smoked steelhead Benedict or the Cali Benedict with avocado and roasted tomato. And on Sunday, enjoy Linda Bott and her jazz ensemble along with bottomless mimosas and half-off bottles of wine all day. Happy Hour is every Monday through Thursday with drink and appetizer discounts.
Friday nights are rocking with live music from 6 to 9. View 202 serves only the freshest local ingredients. Executive Chef Dustin, along with his staff, are passionate about their guests having an exceptional culinary experience. View 202-226-8439. That's 226-8439.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Jimmy Belushi!
It's really good to see you.
It's good seeing you!
But I'm just watching you talk and watching you go and seeing that smile, man, and I just miss your ass, that's all.
All right.
Hey, going to a convention this weekend? Don't forget what Dr. Ruth said.
I'm not saying that somebody doesn't have an affair, maybe at a convention.
You can have convention sex. Dr. Ruth, the great sex therapist, says that if you're going to a convention, it's perfectly okay. You don't have to tell your lover, your loved one about it. You can go ahead and have sex at a convention.
I'm not saying that somebody doesn't have an affair, maybe at a convention.
Yeah, Ashley, my favorite thing in the world. Ashley Madison's tagline, by the way, they were putting this out on their website.
AshleyMadison.com. Bringing your marriage back to life.
Oh, yeah. It brought your marriage back to life, Josh Duggar. Now going into rehab because he was on AshleyMadison.com, cheating on his wife. Josh Duggar checked into a rehab facility yesterday in the wake of his confession that he used Ashley Madison. The Duggar family says it's a long-term treatment center, but does not say what kind of treatment it's getting. Just like Sarkisian, the USC coach.
Right.
He's going into rehab, but nobody knows. Or he's going to go seek help, but he's not an alcoholic.
Okay, he's not an alcoholic.
He just joined AA. He still drinks, but he uses a different name, Rodney Dangerfield. That's the greatest line in the world. Yeah, I just joined AA. I still drink, but I use a different name. That's awesome. So Josh Duggar, he's in trouble at home. Even his daddy. Oh, yeah, come on out. Even his daddy turned on him a little bit. The Duggar family, Jim, Bob, and Michelle, have rarely admonished their kids. They don't do it in public, and they never went after Josh, even when he molested their own kids and other girls, children's.
Kids.
Yeah, sure. They did say, quote, Jim, this is from Jim, Bob, and Michelle, his wrong choices, Josh Duggar's wrong choices, have deep deeply hurt his precious wife and children and have negatively affected so many other people. He also brought great insult to the values and faith we hold dear. They added, Josh's wife Anna is also getting counseling for her heart and her future. They're praying Josh comes to complete repentance and sincere change. Yeah, you know, a guy like that, he'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Right. That's what they do.
Sure, yeah, I'm healed. Can I come back in the fold there, Jim Bob? Yeah, come on back in now. Where are you going?
What's the rehab for?
There's the rehab. They don't say. He's going into rehab. Josh Duggar checks into rehab. He checked into a, quote, rehab facility yesterday in the wake of the confession that he used Ashley Madison, but it doesn't say what he's in there for. Too many conventions? What? What's he in there for?
I'm not saying that somebody doesn't have an affair. Maybe at a convention.
Sure. Maybe at a... I mean, what is she?
Maybe at a convention.
All right, another Ashley Madison news. Now, this is interesting. Ashley Madison in America, you know, Gawker's been going around, and they've been trying to figure out, Gawker, the website, trying to figure out, like, who that we would know other than 109 ESPN employees, apparently.
Other than Snooki's husband.
Yeah, Snooki's husband. Snooki's husband, Giovanni, who she says, and she's, and the Snooki yelling at Josh Duggar's wife. Hold on a second. I have a story. I forgot where it was. It showed that there's 100 and some ESPN employees. Oh, this is Snooki talking about Josh Duggar's wife, not, you know, being stupid.
He tweeted about it. He actually made a comment, and he called himself a hypocrite, and his wife is still standing by him. Like, what the f*** is wrong with you?
That's right. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Now, your husband is,
She said that before.
Yeah, before she
her
knew.
Husband was discovered on Ashley Madison.
Okay, so anyway, Gawker's out there looking for people. Okay, and you also want to know how to check your own. That's how you want to know how to check your own lover in your life. Wait a minute, I'm looking for this story about ESPN. See if Gino has it. ESPN had listed there was 109 some employees.
They're sports people.
Or that were listed on Ashley Madison. Something like ESPN was like the one company that stuck out that had the most people on it. But here is where they had no one on it. There are only 3 zip codes in America that did not have anyone on the Ashley Madison account. Remember, 37 million people had accounts on Ashley Madison. That could 37 million people, you think, you know, all over the country, you know, everyone must be included. There are only 3 zip codes in America now. If you're a man or a woman in this area, pay attention. I'm going to give you the cities that these are listed in, and then you will have an alibi for the rest of your life. According to an investigation done by Gawker, there are only 3 zip codes in the entire country that did not have an Ashley Madison account. 0. None. Not one. Everyone else had someone on AshleyMadison.com. Now, that could mean these areas are the most faithful in America. Or it could just mean no one was stupid enough to have an affair that can be electronically traced back to them.
That's right.
That's what I think. They might just be cheating the old-fashioned way. You know what I mean? Just cheat.
Turns out it's the smart way.
Yeah, you didn't cheat like this. Okay, this is the second one. Yeah, my name is John Francis Brandmeier. Here's my social security number. Yeah, and I'd like to have a whore. All right. Okay, good. Hope that doesn't get anywhere. Okay, yeah. But oh, wait a minute. Hold on. You're not going to come? You're not going to tell my wife, right? Okay, good. Make sure that you do. Oh, just in case. I'm going to give you a fake social security number or a fake ID. Yeah, people stupid? 3 people. 3 cities in America. 3.
Come on, what are they?
3 of them. Gino, you're on that list, by the way. I know you're on that list. Yes, you are, sir. Gino, I just saw your name.
100 ESPN employees sign up for the Ashley Madison from work. And then they do it from work. Do you know, if you use the company that we work for, what is it, Westwood One or Cumulus, or who knows what we work for? you use their computer. They can spy on you. They can know everything you're doing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's why I don't use it. 100 ESPN employees.
Well, I didn't do it, Danny.
They're sports people.
Yeah.
That's how they roll.
Sports people are horned up. You got to be horny if you're going to be in sports. Everyone knows that. Dan Patrick, horniest guy I ever met.
just horned up. Josh Duggar in rehab once again for no reason. Some of these I just can't let go. I just can't let them go. They drive me nuts. Three of the most faithful zip codes in the United States, according to Ashley Madison. Nicolay or Nicolai, Alaska. Population, wow. 96.
Well, of course, they can't. I mean, they can't.
Well, what you're saying, Alaska, they don't have zip codes? Or they don't have any, they're not horned up?
I'm saying they may be horned up. they may be horned up. And how far do you have to go to find the other horned up person?
Okay. You know, it's the funniest thing. Oh, and leave it to Buzz. This should be a new TV show I'm pitching. I'm chewing gum. Leave it to Buzz because I'm thinking to myself, why is it like they're just so faithful or what? But you're right. Even if there's 96 of you people in Nicolay, Alaska, I'm probably saying it wrong. You're right. The other way,
you got to hook up the dogs and mush your way a couple of hundred miles.
Where are you going to find? There's one person there that is married, and he gets on AshleyMadison.com, wants to cheat with his wife. Really? Even if you were, you still run into them somewhere.
Maybe they don't have internet.
Well,
96 people.
96, maybe they don't. You guys, yes or no? Yes or no? Do you have any numbers in Nicolay, Alaska that I could call? Dial one up. They said they have one number. Let's go. Let's go north of Alaska.
I mean, guy's liable to wind up cheating with his own wife.
Right. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah. She takes the park off. And then it's dead. Whoa.
Big Sam left Seattle again.
Is it ringing? I don't hear it ringing. I do like this song, everybody. There's no ringing here, man. Redial it. Redial it so it rings. It rings on phone bank 2.
Maybe they don't even have phones.
Buzz is right, though. There's no phones. Maybe there's no internet. But he ends up, he hooks up with his own wife. He shows up. The guy shows up in Nicolay, Alaska, where the only one of the three, I'll give you the other two zip codes in a minute. There are only three zip codes in America that do not have any Ashley Madison accounts. All right, can you dial a phone number, or do you have your finger in some... Is it ringing? It doesn't. I've been told it doesn't ring anymore. So the oh, now it's ringing.
Sir.
We were getting there's Sorry. One number in Nicolay, Alaska. One number.
Hello.
Hello, sir. May I talk to you? My name is Jonathan Brandmeier. Are you in Nicolay, Alaska?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Just barely.
Okay. You're in Nicolay, Alaska. Is that correct, sir? Hello?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Who's this?
My name is Jonathan Brandmeier from the Westwood One Radio Network, and we're talking about the AshleyMadison.com website. We just wanted to know a little bit more about where you live. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Nicolay, Alaska. Hello?
Yes, it
okay.
is.
Okay. There are 90. Could you tell me something about the city that you live in? We're doing a report on Nicolay, Alaska today, and we don't know anything about it. Hello?
We're 250 miles from the nearest road.
Oh, boy.
Outside of Anchorage.
Okay.
We're 90 people on the upper south fork of the Kuskokwim River.
Wow. Do you have internet?
There's internet.
Mm-hmm. You do have internet.
Dish Network. And
you got all that? What is your
telephone
name?
Service.
Is your name John or... Is your name John or Marty?
This is John speaking.
Hey, John. My name is John also. It sounds like you live in paradise to me, but there's about 90 other people, you say. And what do you do there? Are you a trapper or a fisherman, a hunter? What do you do?
All of the above, I guess.
Yeah, but is that what you do for a living, or have you retired?
2 years in business.
Yeah. Okay.
The radio.
Are you familiar with AshleyMadison.com?
No.
Okay, it's a website.
Don't go on the internet much.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, John, I interrupted you. What were you saying?
No, I've never heard of it.
You said you don't go on the internet much. Are you married?
Yes.
Okay. AshleyMadison.com is a website that they've just brought down. 39 or 37 million people they go to this website so they can cheat on their wives without anyone knowing about it, or husbands, you know, whatever the case may be. And of only 3 zip codes in the entire country, yours is one of them that has not one person on that cheating website. Not one. Everyone else in the country has a cheater in it but you guys.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. We're too busy living a subsistence lifestyle and surviving. And there's a, yeah, I don't think that's going to be happening out here.
That's what we thought, John. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. If Nikolay, if I were to get to Alaska, what is there any place I could stay in Nikolay, Alaska?
There is. There's a lodge here, and there are a lot of people that pass through the community of Nikolay. There's commuter service from air service from Anchorage, and a lot of people pass through here, and there's activities like the Iditarod sled dog race every year in March, and just a lot of other activities that go on around here.
Well,
tourists passing through, that thing.
It sounds great, John, and thank you for your time. And it sounds to me like the only activities that don't go on are cheating on your spouses.
Yeah, that's a good one. Made my day.
All right, John, you have a great day there in Nikolay, Alaska. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir. Say hello to your wife for me. Hello? All right, goodbye. I don't know where his wife is, but that was a heck of a nice guy. Nikolay, Alaska, one of the 3 zip codes in America that does not have any Ashley Madison accounts on it, of the 37 million hacked. Another one, Perryville, Alaska, with 113 people. Perryville, Alaska. And the third one, Polvadera, New Mexico. These are the only 3 zip codes that do not have any cheaters in it, that at least are on the web. They do it the old-fashioned way. They just cheat.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Remember going to Burlington when you were a kid for winter coats? You could always find a style you loved because the store had aisles and aisles of coats. Today, you can still head to Burlington for a huge selection of coats for everyone. Ladies, men, kids, and even babies. But you'll also find so much more. Clothes for the whole family from the top names in fashion. Toys, jewelry, beauty, and your home. And it's all up to 65% off department store prices every day. Come in this season and you'll be pleasantly surprised. Burlington, style for everyone.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And ContourNex gives you a second chance, allowing you to reapply to the same strip when the first sample is not enough, saving you time and money. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. ContourNex, accuracy you can trust.
An important message from Medicare.
I found a better deal on prescriptions.
I found a new plan with lower costs. It's Medicare Open Enrollment. Have you compared plans yet? Who knows what you might find?
Check out your options at Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
You never know unless you go.
Medicare Open Enrollment, October 15th through December 7th. Brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU Continuous Pain Relief Spray works fast at every angle. Makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
See something? Smell something? Do something. If your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. It's time to do something. Call WAVE Home Solutions at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. The WAVE ventilation unit removes the unhealthy air that a dehumidifier just recirculates. WAVE continuously expels damp, polluted air, drying out your basement or crawl space and transforming your entire house into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Guaranteed. WAVE costs just pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. So transform your home into a drier, healthier place. Call WAVE today at 1-888-964-WAVE or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com.
WAVE Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I'm no good at math. I hate math.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. It wasn't that he didn't try, but he kept falling further behind and losing confidence. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace, in the convenience of home. It's as easy as watching TV. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. Call Math Made Easy. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-598-MATH. Now that school is in full swing, it's important for your child to keep up with the fast-moving classroom pace. With Math Made Easy, your child will always be one step ahead. Call now, 866-598-MATH. That's 866-598-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
This is Brandmeier.
Here's a guy who's in line at the largest gathering for a presidential candidate to date, Donald Trump in Alabama, Keith Quackenbush. Hey, Keith, I heard you were first in line to get into the Trump rally. Is that true?
Yes, I was. I was there with a very close coworker, Bill Hart. But, yes, I was the first one there.
Hey, Keith, get right into the phone, dude. Are you a former Marine or are you currently a Marine? I'm not clear on exactly who you are. All I know is you are first.
I'm a former Marine. I served 10 years with the Marine Corps. I enlisted, and then I became an officer, but 10 years.
Congratulations to you, and thank you very much for serving our country. It's very, very nice to hear that, and God bless you, man, honestly. But tell me this.
Well, thank you.
What is it about Trump that puts you to the front of the line? Because obviously you had to wait in line, correct?
Yes, I did. I waited probably 11 or 12 hours for it, 13 hours by the time it was all done. It was well worth it, though.
Wow.
But the reason why I wanted to be there first was because, and I told this to a bunch of reporters that were there that day, and none of this made the news, but real quick is on 9/11, when the towers came down, I went and I picked up my kids at school. And my kids were very young at the time, and they said, Daddy, why are you taking us home? And I sat them down in front of the television, and I said, because this is history in the making. The United States will never be the same again after today. And I had that exact same feeling with what Donald Trump is trying to do in this country for the better. I'm fed up with what's going on in our country. Our Navy is the smallest it's been since before World War II. Our military is decimated. The things that don't make the mainstream media, like the firing of all of the generals, getting rid of the generals that aren't aligned lockstep with the current administration. And it's just time. And the numbers are important. People have to get out. They have to be local. You know, everybody says, what can I do? I'm just one person. And it begins with one person. That's what makes America great.
Right on, man. Right, that is exactly right. Right on. Keith Quackenbush from Pensacola, Florida, former Marine, first in line at the Trump rally, largest rally of the campaign season so far. And see, this is really interesting. You're not just, you know, people go, well, Trump this, Trump that. You're sitting there, you're walking the walk, you're talking the talk. You're a Marine, you know what's going on out there. And I think people are just tired of this political rhetoric, blah, 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 blah. And we just get, hey, I truly believe that Donald Trump might get in there and shake things up. And that's all you can ask for. Let the people know, and especially these people outside the United States of America, let them know, hey, you know what? We mean business here. I love that. I'd love that.
And you know what gets me is you know, I watched the event on all of the networks. So I was sitting there, I had a lot of time, obviously, and I went on my smartphone and I recorded all of the major news outlets. And when I went home and I watched the event the next day, I felt as if the mainstream media was covering a different event. All they talked about was how many people were not there. Oh, my gosh, really? You know, Jeb Bush is coming to the Pensacola Civic Center here this Wednesday, and it's a huge auditorium here in Pensacola, and I believe he had to rent out conference room C2. Which is only going to get a
right. Well, how many people does that hold?
I'm guessing a couple hundred, 300 yeah. maybe. I don't know, so don't take that as definitive, but it's definitely not the Pensacola Civic Center.
Yeah, listen, they can no longer think to themselves that this is some kind of a joke anymore, because it certainly doesn't sound like that, and it isn't. It's really going to be interesting. I really think this may be the best thing that's ever happened to the presidential campaign.
It's funny, about 2 or 3 months before this actually happened with the Trump frenzy, I told all the people that I know, because I love studying history, is I said, in American history, you go all the way back to the Revolutionary War, just when the darkest hour comes along, a great leader from nowhere emerges and changes the situation.
Right on, Keith. The first guy in line at the rally in Alabama for Trump, Keith Quackenbush. Marine!
It's Johnny B.
Join the City of Reading as we turn off our outdoor irrigation. As our serious water crisis continues, the city is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet our mandate. Those recent rains we've been enjoying won't end the drought overnight, but they're enough to let you turn off your sprinklers for the year. The shorter days and cool nights mean you don't need to keep those sprinklers running. You'll save plenty of water and reduce your utility bill at the same time. Check out other water-saving tips at cityofreading.org. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Season's greetings. This is Mac McCraw, the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. As an Air Force retiree who previously deployed to Iraq, I know how important it is to graciously say thank you to all the currently deployed soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines for putting your life on the line every day to defend freedom so that all of us back home can keep safe. Merry Christmas to all of you, and we will see you soon when you come home. And thank you, Shasta County family members, for your support during the holidays.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Patrick Foss. Police say there has been a fatal shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs. Colorado Springs Police Lieutenant Catherine Buckley.
We have to confirm that we have 2 civilian casualties on scene. And we have the death of 1 police officer.
9 other people are hospitalized, and police say they're in good condition. Colorado Springs Mayor John Suther says officers did a good job convincing the gunman to surrender.
Well, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy. The way the police handled this, I think, minimized or kept it from being even a worse tragedy.
A man identified as Robert Lewis Deere is in custody. Demonstrators chanted as they linked arms to block the front entrance of the Saks Fifth Avenue store on Chicago's Magnificent Mile. Protesters in Chicago are trying to draw attention to the police shooting of a black teenager, and hundreds of them marched.